Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The MLB All-Star Game took place in Philadelphia last night. The American League beat the National League 4-0 in the Midsummer Classic. New York Yankees outfielder Cody Bellinger was the All-Star Game MVP. Cleveland Guardians pitchers Parker Messick and Cade Smith threw perfect innings, while Travis Bazzano went 0-for-2. Sal Stewart and Chase Burns were the All-Star representatives for the Reds. Stewart went 0-for-1. Burns sat out as an injury precaution. And finally, in the World Cup yesterday, Spain beat France 2-0 to advance to the final on Sunday. They'll wait for the winner of this afternoon's match between Argentina and England. The third place game will be this Saturday at 5 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Wednesday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He is Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how are you?
Wagwan, you bless?
Yes. No. I don't know. I don't really know at this point.
You say sure. Everything bless.
Everything bless. Everything is that how you say it? Okay. I don't know. I know it's a good morning because over on Morning Juice today, I saw Tito here, mm-hmm. and then I saw Michael Bennett here. Another one of your, basically everyone who played with you pretty much is like working at The Fan now.
Well, the 2024 team's going to have the same thing, you know, when their NFL careers are done, you know, they're going to be able to come back and they're going to kick me off the radio and me and Mike B and all of us will be gone and they'll have a new crop of Buckeyes.
Yeah. Travion Henderson will be here and he'll also be taking us to Rock City Church.
You mean the 20, that's, hey, let him live. That's yes. Fine. I'm all about that. Let's go. I'll go with you actually. I need something.
I'm glad.
But you meant the 2024 team, right?
That's what I said.
I think it's the 2014.
No, he said 2024.
Okay, you know what you need to do? You need to go home, go to sleep, roll back out to bed, and do it all over.
This is a shame. I do need to do that.
I came in here, and I seen Fish Car out there, and I said, the day has finally come.
Oh, I know. I pulled in, too. Our boss, Matt Fishman, his car was here.
And it's over with.
He was here before you.
Oh, yeah. I rolled in, and I saw his car here, and I'm like, okay. We'll have to find out if our HR people are here, too, because if they
exactly
are,
that's exactly what I thought. Because I seen this window from outside. I said, is somebody else in there?
Well, I was hoping, when I saw his car, I was like, maybe he went and did a little bit of boozing down at the pub, and then he just Ubered home and left his car here. Like, I don't know what he did. I was just like, hopefully that's what it is. Then I saw that he was here. No, he just couldn't sleep. He said he couldn't sleep. And he came. He's like, what am I going to do? Sit here and roll around for 2 hours? Just get up and go to work. And I said, yeah, I get that.
No, when he walked in, I was like, who on our show or Morning Juice is getting canned? That was my first thought.
Why would you think it was Morning Juice? It's definitely our show.
I definitely would have been our show. Just hoping it wasn't me. No offense to you guys. I was like, please, God, let me.
If he wanted
it. For what it's worth, same thing. I'm with you. I mean, I think we're all in the same boat on that. Like, we're all just... One for all. Like, well, that's not radio. That's not how radio works. Radio works. Everybody, every man for himself. At some point. By the way, I didn't even realize. I should have realized this because I now remember. I have some buddies going to this, but tonight at Ohio Stadium. Did you know AC/DC is playing at the Shoe?
No.
Akadaka, as the Aussies call them, Akadaka. Oh, no. It's going to be hard out for the Akadaka.
Are you going?
No, I'm not going. But I would like to. I mean, I'm not going to. I'm going to try to go up to that incarceration this weekend up at the prison.
Haven't you seen them already?
No, that's not a band.
That's the name of the concert.
Incarceration is the concert. It's the same. Like,
why do I know that? I've heard that.
Because we've given away tickets for
that,
too.
That's what it is. Yes. That's what it
is. Yeah, yeah. It's the same people that do Sonic Temple. They do another, like, slightly smaller version of that.
Same
but they do it
vibes, though.
Yeah, same
that's
vibes
this
for
weekend
sure.
You doing that?
I'm going to try to, if I can get away. I got a kid's birthday I got to deal with.
Like your kids or someone else's kids?
No, my kid. My middle one's turning 13. So it's
what the got, hell's her problem?
Do you do you feel old that you got teenagers?
Yes. Every day of my life. Let me ask you. I feel old working with you two. Because every day I'm like, hey, you remember when Saddam Hussein? And you're like, that was 2003. I was four. And I'm like, okay. Never mind. That's a... You don't remember when the statue came down. You don't remember any of that stuff. You don't remember Baghdad Bob being like, everything's okay. Everything's fine.
Is it okay?
Guy throwing a shoe at Bush in the press conference?
I've never heard of Baghdad Bob.
See, you don't know the lore. I'm saying I feel old every day.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Yeah, that was a song. That's right. Good call. See, I like that.
Wait a minute. At 13, like you understand, like y'all, you understand them?
What do you mean I understand?
You understand your 13 and 16-year-old?
No. That's part of being a parent is learning every day how little you actually know about life because your kids hit you with stuff all the time.
When did it change for you?
What do you mean?
Like when did, because they say like daughters specifically, they say the age is 12 when they like change on you.
It's not so much that. It's just, it's like I have different, I had a vision of what I thought parenthood would be like. And the reality is it's nothing like that. And I feel like the people, like I was one of those people who was very arrogant before I had kids. It was like, I would see a kid losing it in this grocery store and I would see the parents and I'd be like, oh, how do they not? And even when we had one, I was kind of like, oh, well, this is easy. Melissa could take, you know, Vivian, our daughter, she's freaking out. She'd take her out to the car. I'll finish shopping. Then we have.
Oh, you thought that's how
I thought that was going to work. Or I can take her out and she can finish shopping. However that works. There's no like, you know, whoever wants to do what. But then when we had the second one, that's when I realized I know nothing about parenting. Because all your little plans when you got two people with one kid, that goes out the window when it's like single coverage. And now, as you're learning, when you get to three, it's all different. No offense, Dylan. I didn't mean to say like if you only have one kid, you don't know.
I'm not even a real parent. I got you, T.
No, you have it hard because you're also like half the time you're solo and then half the time the kid's not there. So like, that whole thing is a whole nother, you know, part of it that I don't know how you navigate that.
I was telling you guys yesterday, because she's an only child, sometimes I have to play older sibling. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I need to be your friend.
Right.
I need to be your playmate.
I need to be your friend.
Because I get it though, because you're like, well, I want to spend the whole time the kid's with me just screaming at her, and like, and then she leaves is like, oh, the other person's way cooler. And then you're like, so then you get the like, oh yeah, at the other place, I get like Cinnamon Toast Crunch at 9 p.m. and I can stay up and watch like whatever channel I want. And you're like, if that's what they're doing over there, I don't want to lose to the competition. Like, I get it. That's a tough thing.
Yeah, no, I told you guys the other week, her mom had just moved and they had like a pool in their community and it was like 4th of July weekend and it was technically my holiday, but her weekend. And I was like, what do you want to do? And she's like, mom's pool. I'm like, damn it. I gotta get a pool now.
Dang.
She ain't gonna want to be at my house any summer day ever.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I definitely, I have learned over the years that I know nothing about parent. Like, I'm learning things. I add knowledge every day, but I did not at all have this figured out when I started.
I had this happen to me yesterday. We went, so after the show, you know, I had to do my Cleveland stuff, then I had to do something with Timmy. So I got out of here at about 11 o'clock-ish, and then I had to run to the grocery store and put some gas in the car.
Hmm.
By this time,
and
this
whose car?
My wife's.
Okay,
but an actual one that is on your driveway and your like one that stays with you.
You know what? Y'all need you two to go outside and touch grass. Let me tell the story.
Touch grass, you can kiss my ass. How about that?
Anyways, so after I got done with all that, I got hungry.
Okay.
And it just happened to be a Jersey Mike's there. So I said, let me go see what the hype is about.
This guy.
Go see the hype, right? I'll
go see what the Jersey hype Mike's.
Just want to see what the hype about.
It's been a restaurant for decades.
By the way, it went national in the 70s. I looked it up.
Yeah, right. It's been around.
I had no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, so I go in there and I order the Club Supreme or whatever.
Club Sub.
Well, there's Club Sub and there's Club Supreme. Supreme has the roast beef,
correct.
I think.
I had the one with the roast beef.
An extra piece of meat.
Yeah, no, sure.
Well, the Club Sub has ham and the Supreme has roast beef.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Thanks for the education.
Anyways, can y'all tell the story?
Yes, no.
So as they making my food, they like, this is where the issue came in. And I was in kind of a conundrum because the sub was sitting there and like they start making it and they loaded it up with lettuce. And I started thinking diarrhea.
Oh, right. Like, yes, because you got to think about that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, do I roll the dice?
It's already on there. It's not like if you take it off, the like bacteria is not going to be like, oh, I guess we got to leave now. Yeah. Like, it's already touched it.
You would have had to throw away the whole sandwich.
Remake the whole sandwich, or you just have to eat it and pray to God that it doesn't, or maybe that it does. Maybe you want the clean out.
So,
I don't know.
So this is the thing. So, like, I ate the whole sandwich with the lettuce on there.
Okay.
And I was fine.
Good.
But, like, when I went to go to bed last night, I started to feel something.
Oh, no, that's not good.
So what I did was, I just went to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And when I woke up this morning, I was fine.
Oh, you just said, F them sheets, I guess, right? Like if it, if it happens, it's a choice. Hey, who cares, right? no big deal. It's just roll the dice and say, hey, how's it going when I wake up?
I don't.
What?
I don't think
it didn't work out for you, I guess, huh?
I think that's like kid stuff. You know, as an adult, you don't poop yourself while you sleep.
If you have explosive diarrhea,
you're getting some kind of germ
from
that
infects
you. Yeah, it's a parasite.
You feel it and you get up and go to the bathroom. What are you talking about?
Sometimes it comes too quick.
Listen, everybody had the dream where you think you made it to the toilet, but that's for peeing. That's not for pooping.
I like how you know everyone's dream. Everybody's dream has.
When you pee on yourself, it's the dream. I made it to the toilet dream.
I have had the dream where I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the bathroom. And then I wake up and I'm not.
Correct.
And
that's the dream.
But it wasn't number one.
I didn't have that dream.
I didn't go, but I'm saying I woke up going, uh-oh, like it's happening and I got to get over there right now. Otherwise, we're going to have problems.
Your stomach told your butt. You got 30 seconds. Well,
supposedly, this is true. Supposedly, they say when you lay down, there's some kind of, like, your body, when you go to sleep, your body has certain functions that it's like, all right, you basically go into a coma. Your brain is still
active. I felt like that last night. This brain is the best rest I ever had last night.
They say your brain is still active, but, like, certain functions, it's like, okay, well, digestion is still occurring, but it knows, like, we can't evacuate. Slow this down a bit until we get to the point when, and then when you get back up, your body's like, oh, we're up, let's move it again.
That can't be right because so many people get drunk and then pee themselves.
Well, maybe because their brain's not fully, because it's like processing the alcohol and it's like, we don't have time to deal with that. Let it go. I don't know. Like, frozen. Let's just let it go. I got to get all this other stuff through the intestines and through the liver and through everywhere else. Just I only have so much brain power here. All right, so anyway, so you didn't crap yourself is the moral of this story?
No.
It's because the lettuce was shredded and not leaf.
Not that
the
I know
leaf
of.
Lettuce is the problem.
Is there, oh, leaf is that, lettuce? Is really? That
true? That's what I thought it was.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, I could be wrong.
Good.
I spread misinformation all the time.
Please do. Keep doing it. All right, lots to get to today. The All-Star game last night. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good Wednesday morning to you. If you are heading up towards New Albany, a major heads up here. We are seeing some backups as you're heading towards 161 in that eastbound direction. Just passing Hamilton Road, we are seeing a disabled vehicle on our live traffic cam. Two left lanes are currently blocked because of it. And of course, you already know what this is doing to your traffic, causing some major congestion. Now 14 miles per hour for your speeds. Backups now extending, even passing Little Turtle Way out here if you can for that alternate route. Take East Dublin Granville Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Zone.
Common Man and Timmy.
I get a message from you. I ate all my steak. Good for you.
You did not get it.
You got it all in the potty.
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan. It's sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a lot of sunshine this morning, and that'll continue right into the afternoon. It'll send our highs up into the mid-90s later on today with a peak heat index in the upper 90s. Mostly sunny skies once again for your Wednesday. Be a little bit warmer, about 96 for a high. Top heat index tomorrow afternoon reaches to about 100. For the Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead. Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
T-Bone would like to take a second to remind everyone that Eddie George is awesome.
And that Ronnie James Dio was an American treasure.
And that pickles are gross.
Thank you.
Here's T-Bone and Tybus.
The best week in sports radio is this week, in my opinion, because, you know, not a lot of big-time sports going on necessarily. There are sports still happening, but...
You talk about the best week in sports. This is the best week of my life.
This week in sports radio? Why?
Well, because... So, well, you know, T-Bone, when you have a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no extracurricular activities for a certain amount of time.
Oh, well, what you mean is when your wife gives birth.
Correct.
I thought you meant like when you have kids just in general. You're saying after the moment that too, when that occurs.
But yes, we're talking about birth.
Fair enough. Yes.
So you got to wait a specific amount. Let's just throw a number out there. Let's just say it's 6 weeks.
Oh, there's a doctor's recommendation usually on that for the extracurriculars.
Well, yeah. Well, baby Trace yesterday, he just so happened to turn 6 weeks.
There we go.
So today.
There we go.
So today the lieutenant has to go get her evaluation. She got to get checked out, make sure everything's good.
Sure.
And she's either going to get, as Coach Meyer would say, it's either thumbs up or thumbs down.
Uh-huh.
So say a prayer for me. Because I'm hoping for thumbs up. All systems go. Because if all systems go.
Sex!
All systems go. I'm going to kick that door open tomorrow with a smile on my face.
I could already. I was going to say I could already picture it. I can. And I'm not going to try it. But what I mean is, like, in my head, there's just this thought that you're going to walk in the bedroom and this music's going to start playing. You got the warm-ups on. You just be stretching. And now, your starting lineup. Tybus is like ripping off the pants and ripping off the shirt.
I've been back in the gym. I've been stretching, doing hip exercises and whatnot. I've got to get ready. You know?
Yeah,
stayed.
That's right.
It's been a while.
Good reference. Oh, there you go.
You were thinking that music. I was thinking this.
That works too.
My God, that's Tybus Powell's music.
She looks.
Oh, God. Stop. My God, he's here.
The rattlesnake.
Lauren's sitting there like she gets an Amazon bag and she's like, why did you order 2 knee braces for no and a pair of jean shorts? No problems. Don't worry about it. I got a couple Steve Weisers in the cooler. Don't even ask about that.
Yes. So pray for me.
All right. That's good. Well, good for you. I'm happy for everybody involved. That's great. Good for you. All-Star Game was last night. Did I watch a second of it? No. Did the American
All
League...
All you needed to see was the first inning. It was over.
Did the American League win?
Yes.
I'm genuinely asking.
Yes.
I think they did.
The American All-Stars won. Yes.
4-0?
4-0.
They got 3 RBIs in the first inning.
That was
from New York Yankees.
Oh, there you go.
Ben Rice. And I really enjoy his Spanish style and Jasmine products.
Okay.
Old Ben? Where was it? Okay. Is that what's it called? What's the brand of rice?
It's just Ben's.
Is it Ben's? Okay. Yeah, Ben's rice. I didn't know his name was Ben Rice. That's good. Good for him. That also sounds like he at one point in his life was rice, and now he's not. I've been rice. I'm not. All right. So anyway, All-Star Game happened. Any thoughts on the All-Star Game? Do you feel good about the proceedings there? Everything go well?
I mean, it was pretty good. Like I say, the entertainment happened in the first inning.
Well,
as far
yeah.
as like scoring goes, outside of that, I mean, you know.
I did see that Bryce Harper was apparently mic'd up for this thing, right? Because this is what they were doing in the All-Star. People had a problem with that.
Why?
That like guys were mic'd up while they were hitting?
They be mic'd up in the outfield.
That's what
they
I was just going to say. Like, I
remember last
actual,
year.
Factual Major League Baseball games where they're talking to guys who are like
Juan
at shortstop
Soto
or in the outfield.
Last year was in the outfield doing an interview and said, hold on, I got to go catch this ball.
He doesn't need it. Yeah, he doesn't need any distractions in the outfield either.
He kicked it to the wall.
He dropped it.
Idiot. God, how'd he do last night? I'm sure he was great.
He doesn't even drop fly balls. He has trouble reading.
No, he can't even find them. He's like, oh, is that up in the air? It's like John Sterling calling a game, except he's in the field.
He gets paid $1 billion.
He got a hit yesterday.
Oh, good for him. glad he wasted it there in a meaningless game. Thank God. It'd be nice when he comes back to the Mets and goes 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. I'm excited. That's laughable. Like the Mets would have 3 at bats for him where they have runners in scoring position.
Be fair, Bone. He'll go 0-for-3 with a walk. He's got a really good eye.
He's got a good eye at the plate, not in the field, but at the plate. Yes,
you're
right.
Does it make you feel any better that they were all the National League only had 3 hits all game? He was one of them.
Great. That's hang the banner. Honestly, I hope we got one. Let's put that up at City Field for him. How'd the Reds or Guards do? Any of our Reds or Guards? They do all right.
The handsome update anchor told you in the update that Parker Messick and Kate Smith threw perfect innings, and Travis Bizzano went over 2.
Yeah,
Sam Stewart went over 1. Chase Burns, they held him out as an injury precaution.
Oh well, okay. See, there you go.
Yeah, tight groin is the diagnosis there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. That's fine. It's good to you don't want to waste a tight groin in an All-Star game. You got to save that for, you know, the real games that matter, like the ones in August and September, I'm told, where there's like 60 more games to go.
Well, the Reds games won't matter then.
No, those don't matter. Of course, you're right. This is Bryce Harper. This was him while he was mic'd up during his at-bat.
Yeah, it's disgusting, guys. That's how I'm saying it.
So I take it he did not see the pitch well, or he, I don't know what happened on that at bat.
Kate Smith threw him a nasty splitter as well.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Struck out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. People are mad that he was talking during the at bat. And I think that's, then you don't like, I don't know. I don't know baseball very well, but I presume guys are talking all the time. Like I see their mouths moving when they're out there, right? Like, you see guys in the batter's box saying things. I don't know if they're talking to themselves, talking to the catcher, but there's talk going on.
If you was a major league baseball player,
yeah,
let's say you was a hitter, would you be a dip guy, sunflower seed guy, or a gum guy?
Wouldn't do dip, just because I'd be worried about the mouth cancer. As far as the sunflower seeds, I've never gotten into sunflower seeds. I have tried. I don't have whatever the skill set is to break them open and get the little seed out and spit out the husk.
That's terrible.
I've never been able to nail that.
That's terrible.
I don't really feel like now is the time to learn as a 43-year-old man to just be walking down the street and be like, I can't do this right. Like, I don't have anywhere that I want to do that. Like, I'm not regularly sitting in a dugout, so that's not a thing. I guess chewing gum would be where I still chew gum. I like chewing gum. That's fine.
Definitely a sunflower seed guy. You know, also be Joshua Perry. To this day, if you ever ride in the car with Josh, he keeps a bag full of sunflower seeds with a cup with a spitter.
I'm surprised he's not allergic.
That's all he do is.
Well, no, they're seeds. They're not nuts. I don't know.
And his addiction came from football because when you playing football and you go to all these meetings all the time, you get tired. Naturally, you be wanting to fall asleep. So there's 3 options. You can stand up, chew sunflower seeds, or put dip in.
How does dip keep? I don't know how dip keeps you awake.
Because you keep spitting.
Oh, because you can't. Right. Spitting. Okay. So you have to be. Okay.
So fair enough. The sunflower. I was a sunflower seed guy. I'd be like, I feel it. Like, give me them seeds. And I just dumped the whole bag and just tore.
I saw you as a chaw guy, Tyvus.
A what?
Chaw. What never seen the Sandlot?
You think that's I would do something like that?
That's not dipping. That's like chewing tobacco.
Neither. I ain't doing none of that.
I don't know if I ever told this story. I had a time where I was a kid.
You tried it and about passed out.
No. I was like 7 or 8 years old, and my Uncle Buddy was up from West Virginia. Uncle Buddy, I don't know what his, I don't actually know what his real name was. I think it might have been, actually now I think it might have been Elmer. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is,
Elmer Fudd.
Buddy, Uncle Buddy was my grandma's brother. Anyway, he comes up. So he's my grandparents' age. And my grandparents, all these old people that I were in my life when I was a kid would walk into the bathroom after they were done with the bathroom, they'd flush and you hear them wash their hands and they'd always go, "Hwah!" And they'd like make this hawking sound and spit. And I was always like, "Ew, why are they doing that? Is that like a thing that happens when you're old?" I was always curious. So Uncle Buddy came up. And he had next to him an old Jiffy peanut butter jar that had this gross brown liquid in it.
Spit.
And chunks of something sitting in it. Well, it was chewing tobacco, but that was his spitter. but it was clear so I could see through it. And so then I heard him go to the bathroom and he gets, and I hear him in there doing this and I'm like, oh, is this what happens when you get old? And this is what I thought my grandparents went in the bathroom and did that. And he was just like, well, I'll keep this here in case I need to. I thought that was like what every old person had to carry around. I had never heard of tobacco. I didn't know what it was. So I went through like a good 2 years of my life thinking, when I get older, I'm just going to spit brown fluid out like these people do, apparently. I had no idea that he actually just chewed tobacco. But that was it was disgusting. And after that, when I found out that that was optional, I was like, I have no desire to ever do that.
Yeah.
That was never for me. And then I saw like, and I watched baseball. I saw these guys with these huge wads in their cheeks, like Lenny Dykstra growing up when I was a kid. And I didn't realize that some of those guys did gum. I thought all of it was gum. But then I found out some of it was actually chewing tobacco.
When you was a kid, you had the big leaves pack.
Well, and we got those. That's what I thought it was. And I didn't realize they shredded it like that because that's how tobacco is. They shred it like that. I had no idea. Yes, exactly right. I had no idea. So anyway, shout out to Uncle Buddy. He has been dead for a while. That guy also never graduated, I think, past the eighth grade and could rebuild a car engine. Like, he was smart, but didn't go to school.
He learned a trade.
He was from West Virginia, which is a great state. I'm not disparaging it. We heard about that all through the World Cup.
Yeah, it's almost happened.
It's Mauricio Pochettino's favorite state. Where does Ohio State's running back room stack up to the best in the country? We'll tell you in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Happy Wednesday. Well, both directions of 270. If you're heading up towards Dublin or even Hilliard, looking pretty good. No issues to report in this area. And four friends traveling over in Delaware County, good morning to you. A little bit slow moving, 23 south already, 17 minutes, I know, between 36 to 270. If you can, 71 south, a better alternate route for you there. 9 minutes, it will only take you to 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.com.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus played in some of the biggest stadiums in the world. T-Bone has eaten some of the biggest pizzas in the world. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, so it is, in my opinion, the best week in sports radio because we get to just goof around all this week because there's not as much going on in the world of sports. Today, rest of the week, I'll lay out for you. But today, what we're going to do, it's Ask Tyvus Anything coming up at 7:30. So you can tweet us those at Bone and Tyvus 971 or in the YouTube chat, YouTube 971 The Fan, T-Bone and Tyvus, you're right there. The other thing you can do today is all day long, I'm looking for your suggestions for what we do. Like the thing you just heard when we came back there from the commercial break, little intro with the music bed. If you have ideas for stuff like that, or maybe for our intro or something to promote the show, we call that production. Call that our imaging, if you will. Give us your ideas. Not saying they will get on the air, but you never know. You may suggest something that lives on this station for literal decades, because I promise you, we don't clean this stuff out ever. So, like, there's stuff that's running on, I think there's stuff that says Man and Bone on Common Man and Timmy that they just forget occasionally. They have to clean it out. So, yeah, you could have something that's on the air every day. So, today's your day to do that. We're opening it up. Just tweet us at Bone and Tyvus 971 or hop in the YouTube chat. Go to YouTube. 971 The Fan, click on T-Bone and Tyvus. And of course, we get some good ones. We'll read them to you. I saw a few from Braden here. Braden had one where he said, I don't know what this means. This show is like chocolate ginger pudding with a perfect amount of molten caramel mixed in.
What?
Apparently, we're all flavors to him. Ginger, you're chocolate. Dylan, you apparently are caramel.
Nice, I'll take
so it. Dylan always likes to say that we are the most diverse show.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're the most diverse show on the station.
Both by, like, obviously ethnicity, but also, like, height, weight, like, ability, like, all the above. Like, it's one of us on this show was a NFL player. The other of us were, like, never really athletes. So, see, that's Dylan was, like, a good high school athlete. I was a terrible athlete.
Dylan, what sports did you play?
Track and basketball. I was good at track. Basketball.
Yeah. What was your event?
Yeah. 4x8. Went to regionals.
I can't. Yeah, see? Yeah. That's pretty good.
Two laps. Whew.
It's a lot.
Ooh, yeah. That's a grown man race.
It's the
right
hardest race in track, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
Yeah. See, there you go. So if you've got suggestions, send them to us at Bone and Tyvus 971. So Ohio State's running back room, I don't think it's a hot take from a Hot Take Tuesday. I don't think this is a big deal to say it's got some room to improve, right?
The running back room?
Yeah. We know last year there were probably various reasons for it, but the running game was not probably up to where I think most people would have hoped.
It wasn't up to a national championship standard.
And that's always going to be the standard here at Ohio State.
Big especially, lack of explosion.
Especially when the year prior to you had two running backs that was very explosive.
Absolutely.
And helped you win a national championship.
Two guys that went, very high in the draft.
Went second round.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like what, four picks apart or something?
Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson, of course. So now replacing that is always going to be tough. And last year, I think there were mixed results, right? It's not that the guys were necessarily bad in that room, but offensive line play didn't help them out. A lot of factors there. So I saw CBS Sports ranked the best running back rooms in the country.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, Ohio State is ranked ninth.
Oh, okay.
So they have Ohio State's running back room as a top 10 room, which that sounds good. I think most Buckeye fans would sign up for that. But here's a little bit of their logic. They said that it's hard to think of a program that's been more consistent over the past few decades at recruiting and developing running backs than Ohio State. Obviously, they mentioned Bo Jackson coming back, mm-hmm. rushing for almost 1,100 yards. Again, not that he was bad. Just it was a different type of run game than what we had seen. And I think if a little bit more offensive line play were to come in there, they got a little bit better offensive line play. That's going to be something that I think we'd all be excited about. But they brought in here that, they brought in a few other names here. They brought up Jacoby Jackson, who's the guy who came in from Florida, right?
Yep. Yeah.
He's 30 years old.
Yes. He's one of the guys that would no longer be eligible to play college football were it not for, he's grandfathered in under the old rules. But now the 5-for-5 rule, he probably wouldn't be playing. But, they mentioned him as a guy who could take over that number two role. And I'm not surprised, I guess. I'm saying that might speak to the lack of depth. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you got four guys, maybe five, four guys for sure that's probably in the running for running back there.
Okay.
You got Bo Jackson, Isaiah West, Jacoby Jackson, and Legend Bay.
Oh, yeah, Legend Bay, right. I would love to see him pop this season.
I'm sure we're going to see him at some. He wearing number two, so.
Well, we talked about that number two.
He has no choice but to be out there. And
yeah.
A lot of people speak very highly of him. I was talking to, when I was watching practice one day, I had the honor and privilege to talk to the great Maurice Claret. And sure. He was just talking about how what he sees in Legend and how Legend is a great patient back. And when he sees things, he's very explosive. Obviously, you hear all about the speed that he possesses and all those things. But he says vision wise, he got some of the best vision he's seen in quite some time. So he gets a lot of praise, and I'm interested to see how he does this season.
That's
so
great
we will
hear.
See him at some point.
Yeah. All I meant with the, Jacoby Jackson stuff more or less is saying that if that guy who's coming in, who I think has been more of a journeyman back, if he comes in and instantly is like your second best option, that would speak to maybe some guys being too raw or too young and needing to develop a little bit more.
I think that, but he serves a purpose though, because he's probably the most physical back that we have.
Okay.
So you're talking about short yards goal line. The only two options in that room is Jacoby Jackson or Isaiah West.
But who do we just have that was here last year from West Virginia? Why am I blanking on his name? CJ
Donaldson.
CJ Donaldson. Thank you. That was a situation where he also was a bigger guy and we thought, oh man, he'll come
in. Was he though?
But it never. But that was the perception.
Like,
what I'm saying is,
short yardage, he's going to be goated.
So what I'm saying is that didn't end up panning out the way. So I hope this time around, if that is the case for Jacoby Jackson, that he actually becomes more of that player. But I am more hopeful that the young guy, to me, the way that it goes in college football nowadays is your young guys play right away as freshmen, or you just have to basically say, all right, that guy's going to be a bit role player and he may end up leaving after this year to go somewhere else. Not that I'm saying that's going to happen to any of the Buckeyes here, but for me, if your second best running back, because we all know Bo Jackson is the main guy.
Yeah.
If your second best guy is a dude who's popped around to two or three different programs and is on his sixth year or whatever, that doesn't bode well is all I'm saying. I hope Jacoby Jackson can be a good player, role player in this situation, but I just don't want to see him be the second back as soon as hey, we got to give Bo Jackson a break. He's the guy who's now getting 25-30% of the carries in a game. I don't want to see that happen.
For what, like, you never know with the running back room. Like, remember James Peoples? We were going to get a lot from him last season. Yeah. And he basically had like the one game in like one of the non-conference games against School of the Blind. It might have been OU or somebody. Yeah. I don't know. And then that was it. We didn't hear of him for the rest of the year. And then he transferred to Penn State.
If you're wondering who the top five were, Miami was number one, Texas Tech number two, Oregon number three, Louisville's running back room, they ranked fourth, which I find interesting, and USC fifth. So two of the Buckeyes.
CJ Donaldson was 6'2", 232.
Yeah. Did he play like it? No. Did it feel like that ever?
No, he didn't. Jacoby Jackson, 5'11", 214. Well, that's crazy.
I hope he can play big. Let's put it that way.
Well, we'll see.
USC and Oregon both on the schedule, obviously, for the Buckeyes. So going to have to come with your lunch pail on the defensive line for those games, at the very least. All right, when we come back, NFL executives, coaches, and scouts, they ranked the best quarterbacks in the league. We'll tell you who they are next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
The roads looking a little bit better in our northeast Columbus area, but still an active scene. We are watching for a disabled vehicle. That left shoulder is now the thing that's blocked 161 eastbound, just passing Hamilton Road. As you're heading towards places like New Albany, still seeing those backups, though, so definitely use some alternate routes. Once again, including the best route, East Dublin, Granville Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
To qualify, what's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Two men who both know the value of a good hat.
You're bald!
This is Bone and Tyvus.
Getting your suggestions for music or sound bites or things we could use in our production. I would love to hear some liners if you guys can write them. Just let us know at Bone and Tyvus 971.
What is Static by Sleep Theory?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Bet with Chris in the YouTube chat said, need to use that as one of your bump back songs.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know if we can, because there's like legal rules now because we're on YouTube, where like YouTube gets mad if you use anything that's copyrighted like that. We have separate music we can use that's not copyrighted. That's a whole different thing. But yeah, that's a good. I just listened to it. I hadn't heard it before. That's a really good song. It's a rock song type. So
have I heard it? No. I gotta listen to it in the break. I probably know it and don't know.
Have you heard this song? Like, I was wondering if you knew this band.
Oh, it's off of Little Nicky.
Jesus.
Yep, here I am.
That's where everyone knows it from.
Yeah.
No, it's not here.
It's Little Nicky.
Yes. Tonight at the Shoe, AC/DC is coming to town. This is Highway to Hell.
Yes, that's it. Little Nicky at the end of the movie.
I just didn't know if you knew any AC/DC songs. I mean, you sure do. You should know the one that they... I don't know if... Are we still doing the bells thing, or do we get rid of that now at OSU?
I thought they still had
it. They're still doing it to start the game.
Didn't they switch it up, and they're not using the actual Hell's Bells, or am I wrong?
It was something that they did last year, and we was all mad about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is no camp, but I think it'll do all right. But
also...
That place is going to go nuts.
If you've heard one AC/DC song, you've heard them all.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, look, facts,
it is what it is.
Facts, but also, what's wrong with that?
I'm not knocking them.
No, I know you're not. I'm saying some people they'll criticize bands where it's like, man, every album they put out, every song they put out sounds exactly the same. And it's like,
you just said that about Will Ferrell movies yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
I did.
Oh, well, he does have a little bit of a one note thing. All right, that's fair. I'm saying, though, like, at some point you can appreciate. If you like that type of music, why would you want them to change? Just keep making stuff that sounds kind of like what you like. I don't think that's bad. How would that be bad?
I mean, it's...
Like, don't people hate it when the band comes out and then it's like, oh, now their new album, they're playing the flute. You know, like, Andre 3000 is an old album with flute on it. And it's like, go back to doing the Outkast stuff. That's what people want. They don't want you playing flute.
Well, he didn't speak on the whole thing. He put a whole album on and didn't say a word.
No, just here you go. Here's me playing the flute. Yay. Great. Good stuff.
Bet with Chris in the YouTube chat also mentioned Elaine's chicken fingers opening up in 4 hours. I'm unaware of Lane's.
Lane's.
Oh, I thought you said Elaine's. First of like all, first Elaine of all, Bennis or something.
Don't give him no credit on this. Lane's.
What is Lane's?
It's like essentially Cane's.
And where's it open?
It's called
Cleveland. No, it's like a southern thing, I think.
Because I looked it up, and there are some coming to Central Ohio, but I wasn't sure them was opening today.
No,
hang on.
Lane's is essentially
a
chicken finger place.
This place opened up and said, "Hi, we're just going to do chicken fingers." Okay, and Texas toast. It looks like, and a dipping sauce that looks like it's a mixture of like ketchup and mayo and a bunch of other stuff. Okay. And then they said, what will we call this place? Because there are other places. We want to make sure we stand out. They're like, you know,
not Cane's.
Let's call it Lane's, which sounds like basically knockoff Cane's. That's how in the world are you going to get any traction with that? Is this place popular?
It's actually good, though.
It is?
Yeah, I had it in Cleveland. It's good.
But why would you go with something that's like, oh, yeah, I work for Flurger King. It's just like, what? Why are you naming it identical to the oh, yes, come on over to Taco Bell.
The difference is you could get it in like a wrap. Like I had got the wrap.
Okay.
Well, according to the internet, Lane's came out first.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so Cane's is ripping off Lane's? I'm just saying, we can't have all these chicken places look identical, taste probably pretty similar, and then have the same damn name, too. Like, come on, I can't have that.
It's got a little more flavor to it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's seasoned better? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I am seeing here just a quick glance. Like, their chicken sandwiches do look way better than anything Cane's has done. And Chick-fil-A, too, for that matter.
Cane's has an okay chicken sandwich, but it does not take much to outdo it. So I wouldn't be surprised if this Lane's place has a better chicken sandwich. Yeah. No one gets a chicken sandwich at Cane's. I got it there twice just to experiment.
Lane's down here.
It does say that
in
Lane's...
in the Delaware area, too.
Okay. It says that Lane's started in College Station.
Yeah,
so in 94. Texas A&M.
Okay. And Cane's opened up in 96.
Oh, wow. So they're, wow. That is, because that dude's from LSU, right? The dude who started Cane's? I feel like he's a big LSU backer. I don't know if he went there or what his deal is, but like, presumably he would have been aware that like Texas A&M and college places around, like, I wonder if the Cane's guy's ripping off Lane's. That's interesting. Now,
yeah, do some investigation.
I
got
to know about that. They both, because those places, Cane's were always like at first on college campuses. That always seemed to be their marketing.
Yeah, the first one was really close to LSU.
Yeah, the first one here was like right down by campus.
Right.
One of the first ones.
So
was
when
right
I
down
got
by
Lane's,
campus.
What I got was they got the spicy chicken fingers option.
Okay.
And I was like, I got it in a wrap. And it was
having spicy fingers, that's better. That's way better for me. If you're going to have chicken tenders, at least having both options. All right, I'll give Lane's a try. I didn't know.
But Chris knows that the crispy chick is the better than all of them. But that's a whole nother.
The crispy.
That's what? In Cleveland. Crispy chick.
Okay.
Downtown, down the way on 55th.
Okay.
If you go, you're safe because the police station is adjacent from the crispy chick because it's in a terrible neighborhood. But
all right, I don't mind. I grew up in terrible neighborhoods.
You'll feel comfortable because the police station is right there.
Okay. Good. I'll make sure to go.
Well, Tyvus, when Lane's comes to Central Ohio and you have the choice between Lane's and Zaxby's, which one are you going to?
That's a rhetorical question. I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't know anything about Lane's. That's why I'm asking you, the food expert of the show, if I should go to Lane's or Zaxby's.
You know the answer to the question.
Sorry.
That's okay, good. I'm glad that you're loyal. I think that's a good quality.
I forgot that you said you would give up your whole family for Zaxby's.
That's right. So ESPN's been doing this for the last week. Executive coaches and scouts ranking different position groups. They rank quarterbacks for 2026. I just want to read you the number one guy is Joshua Allen.
My guy. Yes.
How you feel about that? How you feel about Josh Allen? Best quarterback in the league, Tyvus.
I told you, Tyvus.
How you feel about that? Feel great?
I guess.
You get your coach fired
and you all of a sudden you're the best. Okay.
Here's the rest. Or at least I'll give you the top five or six. Pat Mahomes, two. Matt Stafford, the guy who is your reigning MVP, third. Joe Burrow's fourth. Healthy Joe Burrow or just Joe Burrow? Because like healthy Joe Burrow, okay, we can have that discussion. The actual Joe Burrow you get where halftime he's not available, I don't know if I'd put him top five if he's not going to be around half the time. Lamar Jackson's fifth. Dak is sixth. Justin Herbert's seventh. Drake May.
Drake is 8th.
Jared Goff, 9. And rounding out your top 10, Caleb Williams.
Where's Sam Darnold?
Honorable mention.
Jalen Hurts.
Guy who won the Super Bowl. Honorable mention.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels, honorable mention. Jordan Love, honorable mention. Brock Purdy. The honorable mentions are just like almost all the other quarterbacks that are even worth talking about. Like Brock Purdy, Baker Mayfield, Trevor Lawrence. Jalen Hurts gets an honorable mention. My, how the mighty have fallen.
Jalen Hurts was, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Two years ago.
Yeah.
Coming into the season, he was top five. Oh, he was considered like top five, maybe six. And now he falls all over the honorable mention.
Others receiving votes, Bo Nix, Daniel Jones, and C.J. Stroud.
Sam Darnold need more respect.
I totally agree with you.
I think if I remember correctly, nobody has thrown for more yards or more touchdowns than Sam Darnold in the past 2 years. Maybe touchdowns. That's what it is.
This said a high-ranking AFC team official said, what a career bounce back. He's been lights out for 2 years, deserves to be in the top 10. I don't disagree with that.
I agree.
I take him over Justin Herbert. Like if I have a team that's ready to win a Super Bowl and I need a quarterback, I don't trust Justin Herbert over him. Nah. I've seen him play better. I've seen him play better the last 2 years in bigger moments than I've seen Justin Herbert. So I understand the potential and the longevity of all that.
You need Ryan Baker here. Ryan Baker feels that
he hates
Justin Herbert is the most overrated quarterback in the league.
I think Lamar Jackson's still getting slandered.
Oh, he is. He's a
two-time MVP.
He always is.
Yeah, let's put him at fifth.
I'm just almost used to it at this point because when he came into the league, they're like, dude, switch this guy to wide receiver. It's like, yeah. So I just, his whole career has been like that. So I kind of glossed over that one. You're right. But I didn't see anybody, not even in an honorable mention, not even in also receiving votes, not one vote for my guy, JJ McCarthy.
Oh, my God.
That is just also a shame.
Where's Baker at?
Oh, Baker got an honorable mention.
Nah.
He did get an honorable mention. He was let me see what they said about him. He's a winner. He can make every throw. Fearless. Teammates seem to love to play for him. That's from an NFL coordinator. So let him live. One of America's greatest institutions is under attack, and I feel like we have to defend that. We're going to do that next. Plus, more of your ideas for our morning show production. Give us those at Bone and Tyvus 971. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Over towards the southeast side, we are starting to see some backups now forming by that 70 and 33 interchange out there. So a heads up, just in case you're heading downtown, especially from that east side. But at least looking a lot better for our friends in Groveport. Good morning to you. 270 in both directions over passing 33 and even towards places like Alum Creek Drive. If you know issues on this early Wednesday morning. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The MLB All-Star Game took place in Philadelphia last night. The American League beat the National League 4-0 in the Midsummer Classic. New York Yankees outfielder Cody Bellinger was the All-Star Game MVP. Cleveland Guardians pitchers Parker Messick and Kate Smith threw perfect innings, while Travis Bazzano went 0-2. Sal Stewart and Chase Burns were the All-Star representatives for the Reds. Stewart went 0-1, and Burns sat out as an injury precaution. And in the World Cup yesterday, Spain beat France 2-0 to advance to the final on Sunday. They'll wait for the winner of this afternoon's match between Argentina and England. The third-place game will be this Saturday at 5 o'clock. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kosick at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One of these men was prom king. The other is Tyvus. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Let's ask Tyvus anything today. You can tweet us at Bone and Tyvus 971 or submit your questions in the YouTube chat. Just go to YouTube, 971 The Fan. Click on T-Bone and Tyvus. In the chat today, as always, Chris G, Coach Beard, Bearded Buckabilly, lots of beards in there. Also, Quentin is in the chat, Rusty is in the chat. Good morning to all you guys. Go to hell. Golf Central Ohio in there. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. But yeah, get your Ask Tyvus questions in. We'll do that in about a half an hour. Tyvus will answer anything and everything on the record. Earlier today, he talked about how tonight could be a big night for him.
Big night. Big night.
You know how
finally, the Rock has come back to Columbus.
I mean, it's going to be game time because it's apparently been, according to you, it's been, and according to a calendar, it's been six weeks since baby tsunami has arrived. And I guess you're going to find out today if the okay is back. That's usually the amount of time that that's recommended in between marital visits, shall we say, after
thumbs tonight, up or thumbs down.
I'm just saying, if you drive
if I kick the door open tomorrow, walking in the office,
you drive by Tyvus's house today and you hear this music emanating from the bedroom, like, you'll know. All right, it's ready. It's back on.
Locked in. You gotta be locked.
He's ready to go. That's right. John Tesh will actually be there in the corner playing this song for you. So that's good. By the way, I have a question. I know it's summertime. I know it's hot out. I know it's probably the ideal time to do this.
No, because you can't be outside with a bonfire.
Bonfire. I didn't know where we were going when you started with the... I didn't know what... Yeah, sure. After what we were just talking... Never mind. Anyway, no, you can't. Don't. It's dry. It's 90 degrees out. Why do you want to have a bonfire right now? Here's my question. Why has everyone decided who runs a municipality, a locality, a jurisdiction? Why has everyone decided this is the month to do all the road construction everywhere across this fair city, man?
I'm telling... Because you know why? Because they know that next month school starts.
Yeah.
So, like, they're trying to get a lot of stuff, the roads done, like, in front of schools and things like that.
Okay, that's fair.
I can't stand. They need to do it at 1 in the morning when ain't nobody out.
Well, see, this is what I don't know. I don't understand how road construction works. I'm not trying to sit here and tell the guys who and gals who build our roads and who do all this stuff that you absolutely have to do it in the dead of night. You have to have a different sleep schedule. Because, I mean, that would be your entire life, right? It's just you have to work overnights all the time. It might be hard to find people who are willing to do that. I don't know how that shift work happens as well. It might be like they have night crews to do stuff too. But I'm telling you, where I live in Marysville, they decided every road. And when I say every road, I mean every road needs to be fixed now. To the point that, like, they're not even fixing the actual roads, Tyvus. They're fixing the railroads. The railroads that cross our actual roads, they've also decided those need to be repaired. So you take a detour from your regular road, you go down a street, you turn up another street, and it's like, oh, the railroad that crosses this street is being torn up. And so now you got to find a third detour to get, like, trying to pick up. And, of course, now my kids have, like, okay, at 11, I'm going to Betsy's house. Then I'm going to so-and-so's house. Then I got a thing. And I'm just driving kids everywhere. And now none of the streets go where they're supposed to. And yesterday, I about lost my damn mind. I got home and I just walked in the door. I threw my keys on the counter and I was like, I'm done. Walk there. I'm not driving you anymore. Maybe the sidewalks will be allowed to go through. I don't know, because none of the roads work in Marysville. Everything is shut down. Everything.
Bring bicycles back. Get on your bike. Go get on your bike.
But I know you were saying you got road construction down by you, too.
Yeah, man. It was... They fixed it for the most part. It's just by Liberty. If you go by Olentangy Liberty, they was, like, redoing that street. But they was also, like, painting lines on Hyatt Road because they were... They had, like, just put the new pavement down, but it didn't have the lines on there. So then they stopped up the, like, 2 miles of traffic where they made it, like, one lane. You know, the one guy got to flag you, you go.
Yeah.
And then why the other one? It was, like, 2 miles of that, like, a gap in between. Because they was putting these lines down. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. I just want to go home. Like,
I know. I know. And I'm with you that, like, I understand. Like, they're also, where I live, they're also working on, like, the freeway. So they're working on the bridges and overpasses, which, hey, infrastructure, good. I don't want the bridges and overpasses collapsing. I'm glad they're fixing it. They do have people working overnight to try to get that done. But I realize, like, fixing a bridge takes weeks. You know what I mean? Like, like, that's just a nat. That's, hey, I get that. I do get that.
Like a couple, either a year or two ago when they was fixing the one in Sunbury, that one by Tanger Outlets.
Oh, yeah. That thing was a nightmare.
Oh, my goodness.
The bridge on
3637. Oh, I tell you, it was so inconvenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like prime of me driving to Cleveland all the time.
Oh, and you always
had it. It was terrible.
I do remember that bridge. That being awful. awful. But like I'm saying, I get those construction projects take months. So you're going to have days where it's just like, it's just bad traffic here. What I don't get is like what you're talking about, where it's a, hey, this is a 1 or 2 day project. Let's make sure we do it smack in the middle of rush hour. Like, let's do it right. Like, why not do those projects, the ones that take a day or two? If you can, put the lights up and do them overnight. That's the part I don't understand. Because that seems like maybe that's not safe. Because then if you are driving at night, you're not expecting to see construction and that could cause an accident. I don't know. But I'm with you. I would think it would be better to do some of those projects at night when people aren't driving around. But
oh, by the way,
I'm ready. I'm excited. Listen, if you do work in road construction, I have a lot of respect for you because I could not do all that.
Especially now, I just when would it's love hot to know, like this.
No, I don't understand. But I don't know. I would think there would be a preference in the hotter months to do it at night where it's at least a little bit cooler. You know, the sun beating down on you. But I don't know the answer on that.
So. I need the Department of Corrections. I said that Sam Darnold threw the most touchdowns in the past 2 years. That's a lie. Jared Goff did. He was fifth. Sam Darnold was fifth. Jared Goff was first with 71.
With the most touchdowns over how many years?
2 years.
Last 2 years.
Two seasons.
Sam Darnold was top five, though.
Sam Darnold was fifth. 60. He threw 60.
Yeah. So
you know who was second?
Who was second?
Dylan, you know who was second?
I'm going to guess by your tone, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Baker Mayfield, second, 67 touchdowns past two seasons.
Do you have the rest of the top five?
Matthew Stafford's third with 66. Lamar Jackson's fourth with 62. Sam Darnold and Joe Burrow is tied at fifth with 60.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is Baker Mayfield belongs in the conversation with all those guys.
Yeah.
Right, Dylan?
Yeah.
Know what you would say?
Give him the MVP trophy. Why not?
Yeah. It was Chan MVP.
That's how you know when Dylan's getting mad, when Dylan's just kind of quietly moving back. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Great. Yeah. I agree with that. Good.
Way to go. I was mad yesterday because I saw this headline. This was in People Magazine. This disparagement cannot stand because one of our beloved institutions is under attack. People are blaming Taco Bell for this explosive diarrhea thing, and I will not.
Have you been there since? Because they really got rid of like a lot of the ingredients.
Well, First of all, the thing that they're talking about is this sporiasis, whatever. I can't even say it. This is the parasite that causes apparently explosive diarrhea. It can be very bad for you if you get this. And so multiple outbreaks, multiple states, they're trying to figure out what's causing it. They think some of it is raw vegetables, this bacteria, this parasite gets on there and it can cause issues, right? So Taco Bell, it says now, is under investigation amid these outbreaks. Some locations are pulling ingredients as a precaution. And I have a couple of thoughts. One is if you go to Taco Bell and you aren't at least aware there's a possibility of explosive diarrhea, that's a skill issue. That's on you. So don't blame them because they've been doing this since well before this little parasite got in the game. They've been here well before that. And quite honestly, I view that as a benefit, not as a detraction, because I'll take a little bit of a clean out every now and then.
Yeah, this is like GLP-1 for people that can't afford it.
The other problem is, if you're going to Taco Bell and you're like, can you please load me up with all your raw vegetables? I think you're also doing that wrong. Last time I checked, the chicken quesadilla doesn't have any of that in there. So you can have that. You can have a 5-layer burrito. Last I checked, has none of that in there. I'm just saying there's plenty of good options at Taco Bell that don't have this. I blame the healthy people for this because Taco Bell would love to just not. They'd love to put slop out there all the time. But somebody wants fresh ingredients and Chipotle. I blame Chipotle. Because Chipotle has made Taco Bell. Now Taco Bell has to try to pretend like they're a fresh place with, you know, lettuce and tomato and all these nice. We don't need any of that. Just give me the goo and the cheese and the chicken and the beef and put that all in a thing. And that's all I want. And I haven't had any problems because I'm not getting all this other stuff.
That lettuce gets you that nice crunch.
That's fine. I'm not going to Cava or whatever it's called. Is that what it's called? I don't even know. Yeah, healthy place. I'm going to Taco Bell. I don't need any of this stuff.
Need to try that place.
No, you don't. You need to go to Taco Bell.
It's good.
We need to defend Taco Bell.
I mean,
Baja Blast has none of this in it, by the way. There's no, just saying.
They could get rid of Taco Bell and I'd be fine.
By the way, you brought up Chipotle.
I don't like you.
Did you know that they're putting a Chipotle in Mexico City? That goes against everything I believe in.
That feels wrong.
Yeah.
That feels very wrong.
I want to know.
Feels how it does. So wrong, doesn't it?
I feel wrong. Like, you could just go to. Just any plain restaurant in Mexico. and get Mexican,
way better food.
or you could go to Chipotle and get America's interpretation of their food.
It's so good that they requested it.
I'm very curious.
Even more reason why you should get it. You should go to Chipotle.
This feels like colonization.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It does feel like colonial BS. Like the
whites are good.
Right. It feels like they want to go down there and be like, let me tell you how we should do this. And and Mexico is like, did we ask for that? No, we don't need your help. We're good. Yeah, I didn't know they were doing that, Dylan. I never even thought to look up, are there Chipotles in Mexico? But now, curious to find out. Absolutely. Urban Meyer says one of his most frustrating losses happened because of a penalty. You will hear him talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Wednesday. Some better news for our friends on that northwest side of Columbus. In between Blaine City and Dublin, we were seeing a crash 33 in that westbound direction just as you pass that 161 and Post Road area. That left shoulder was blocked. No longer the case. Looking a lot better, especially if you're heading up towards 42 or even the opposite direction, 33 eastbound, closer towards 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a lot of sunshine this morning, and that'll continue right into the afternoon. That'll send our highs up into the mid-90s later on today with a peak heat index in the upper 90s. Mostly sunny skies once again for your Wednesday. Be a little bit warmer, about 96 for a high. The top heat index tomorrow afternoon reaches to about 100. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. Tyvus is drinking a protein shake for breakfast. T-Bone is eating a protein donut. Minus the protein. And it's more than one donut. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
So I've learned a lot in the YouTube chat today. I was asking about why road construction isn't done at night. And the answer, not like all road construction, but the ones that are like, this could be done in a day or two. Why not do the majority of the work at night when there aren't as many cars on the road? The answer was it's more expensive and more difficult to complete. So that's good to know. Also in the YouTube chat, I found out that apparently, I don't know if this is real or not. They were saying in the chat that the asphalt plants, like where they make asphalt, only run certain times of the year. And that's usually like in the spring and summer is kind of their big season. So that's why you see all this road work going on, because that's the time where you get the asphalt. And then they, now I don't know if that's a chicken or the egg thing, but yeah, I'm very fascinated by how like all this stuff happens, because I feel like it was literally in the last 2 weeks in my town where everyone decided it's time to construct everything, like tear up every road, put everything as a detour. You've had that where you live, Tyvus. Like I just, maybe that's just my experience, but I know people even like go drive on 270 and 71, that little intersection. Tell me how that goes for you. Tell me that's not just a fun little jaunt through there.
Don't you talking about on
up by Polaris,
up like, to 270 to get on 71?
Yeah, go up
that
north.
That thing been going on for like a year,
and it sucks when there's not construction.
I know
what they doing, but whatever it is, they need to figure it out, because it's been like a year.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. That is the worst traffic spot in the city.
Oh, for yes, I agree. Especially like if you're coming from the west side going towards the east and you want to get on 71,
it's terrible.
That right now is a mess. So whether you're coming from like 315 or 23 or way over by Dublin or whatever, like every time anybody says to me, like, let's go to Polaris, like we just had our friends who we love, Adam and Sarah, they're great people. They said, let's go to Polaris and let's go get lunch. We did this over the weekend on Saturday, and I was like, all right, but like, just know this is going to be like, I'm going to have to fight people in the streets to get there, because it is at that intersection trying to merge there is just terrible.
Yeah, it's because all the people getting on 270 from 315 are trying to get on the highway, and the people going from 270 to 71 are trying to get off.
It's
and
terrible.
It's a terrible.
It's terrible.
And they have that very long runway where you can't merge, and then suddenly when you can merge, it's like, oh, well, now we got to merge quick, because then otherwise I'll miss my exit.
Well, you can't merge because everybody trying to get on 71, so the line is backed the way up, and
But I don't know if you guys remember, 15 years ago, that wasn't even there.
Like, oh, the little berms, the wall to keep people from doing that.
That sucked even more.
Well, yeah, you're right. It did. It did. You're right. I don't know how you fix it. I mean, they've tried to make the area between 315 and 71 on 270. They have tried to make that better so many different ways. And I'm sure some of it is, like, if you looked at stats or numbers. I just know every time I go that way, I'm just like, what do they say? Pack your patience.
Yes.
Like, I'm packing that. And I don't know. It's just frustrating as hell driving around there. So if you drive that way every day, thankfully, I don't have to go that way every day. But if you're sitting in that, like, traffic, I'm sure right now.
You better take, I would have been figured out another way.
I'm sure it's a mess.
I get on 71 North a lot. My girlfriend lives up there. My parents live up there. I got a year pass to Big Air. That's okay. In Polaris.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm mad every single time.
Oh,
but there's no imagine. Other, there's no other way to really go.
I can't imagine. By the way, ask Tyvus anything coming up at 7:30. You can still hit us with your questions on the YouTube chat or 971 The Fan. That's 971 The Fan on YouTube. Just go there or at T-Bone and, or at Bone and Tyvus 971 on Twitter. I can't even talk today.
Isn't Michael Redd your guy?
I have an affinity for Michael Redd from both his time with the Buckeyes and his time in the NBA. He's a good Twitter follow usually as well.
Did you see his tweet lately?
Was it the one about the
Team USA?
Yes, I think I did. Where
he said he heard a lot of people are losing the challenge because of him, because they can't name.
Somebody put a photo up of the Redeem Team, right? That was the one he was on that had like Kobe and a bunch of other guys on it.
Name everybody in this photo.
Yes.
And they came and they
said, who is this guy? It's Michael Redd, OSU legend. Hey, man, that's. And then I saw somebody said, like, yeah, I definitely didn't know who this guy was. And then he replies and says, please tell me you're like under 25 or 20 or something like some age. He's like, that would make me feel better if you were just too young to remember it. But if like, if you watch the games and you don't remember who I am, that's more frustrating is what he was saying. Yeah, that's, where were Michael Redd would you have been back in the day?
I was pretty aware of Michael.
Okay. Redd. You're saying, I know you were younger than me. That was that era with Jim O'Brien and Scooney Penn and all those dudes. Yeah, that was a solid group of guys who went out and I still say, who cares about Boban Sabovich's indiscretions? Like, come on, keep that banner up, Ohio State. Why do we ever take that down? We shouldn't have. So Urban Meyer was talking about one of his most frustrating losses. This is from the 2016 Penn State game. You remember they blocked a punt, took it back. That's a not great thing.
It wasn't
happened.
A punt. It was a field goal.
Was it a field goal?
Come on, Penn, yeah, it was
Penn,
a field goal.
Penn it was
a
field goal. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said
blocked
punt.
The kick.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, the block six. That's what it's called. Right. So here's, I don't know why I said punt. Urban talking about that on his podcast, which is the triple option.
Correct.
Yes. All right. Triple option.
This was a great one that by rule you can't physically pull the field goal protector out of the way of the guy jumping through. And Penn State, the one win they got against us in 2016, they blocked the field goal. I turned it in and I didn't bitch a lot about it. My fault that we ran the field goal team on late. That cost us the Big Ten championship in 16. And they later came back and said that could have been and should have been a penalty if I remember right. So that's one that might have been. If they would have thrown that flag, obviously we win.
On the video of this, they actually show the highlight where you can see the Penn State player clearly doing exactly what he's describing.
I love how he threw in there the one time they beat us.
That was pretty good.
The win that bought James Franklin 10 years of employment.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, that's right. I
didn't they, and they still didn't get the, they didn't go to the CFP that year.
No, Ohio State did.
Ohio State went over them, even though, because they,
did and
they,
then we lost. Is that the 31-0 Clemson?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that it in 2016? God. Yeah, it's funny. All my years are starting to run together now because I guess I'm getting old. But like, yeah, that I can only guess the amount of times that you go over plays like that in your head when you're, you know, someone like Urban who is so focused on winning, where the times where you think you got screwed, not because of your own mistake, but at least he acknowledged that. And I remember this being a thing too sometimes with Urban teams where it would be, why are they not getting on the field quicker? Why are things taking so long? And I'm sure that's just part of college football. But yeah, he said I didn't get the field goal team out there quick enough. And then that's part of why this happened. But I don't know, Tyvus, do you have any of those plays that you think back to that you, in your time, say, oh man, if this hadn't happened, would have been a whole different game?
Yeah, I got a lot of them. I think about the when we lost to Michigan State, if we would have held the running back, LJ Scott, when they was backed up, and it was like second and
15 or something like that, third and 15, and he ended up getting the first down. That cost us the game.
Which Michigan State loss were you talking
about? The last one, 2015. Okay. I think about that one. I think about if they would have pulled Braxton in the Clemson game in the Orange Bowl when he got hurt. He would have never threw the pick, and Philly wouldn't have muffed the punt. We would have won that one. What else do I think about?
Because when you said Michigan State, I was thinking the, what was it, the fourth and one that they ran a sweep with Braxton instead of giving it to Carlos Hyde?
That's another one.
That is in the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, my boy Jeff Heuermann, he was reliable all year. He made every block, and that was the one time he didn't make the block.
That game, wasn't that the famous Urban Pizza photo where he's sitting on the golf cart?
That was his first loss.
OSU coaches in golf carts create quite a few memes, haven't they?
Yes.
With him sitting there eating the pizza.
He
didn't crash it, but the person driving it crashed it. That was, exactly right. Yeah, I just wonder how much of that. I mean, I have games from the little bit of like high school basketball that I played. I still remember going to triple overtime against Delaware Christian on our homecoming night, and we lost, and everybody in the locker room was like in tears over it, except me, because I had 15 points and I felt pretty good about myself. I was like, it wasn't because of me. I did my job. I did my job.
It took you 7 quarters to score 15.
But I was like, this is great. I feel great about 15 points. That feels awesome. Everybody else had fouled out. I was getting more minutes. It was good. Ask Tyvus anything coming up in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
No crashes right now, but I am noticing 3 different areas causing some delays for folks. Drivers heading towards downtown, especially 670, and more of that westbound direction just as you're passing 71. We also have, of course, 71 in that northbound direction over by Greenlawn Avenue. Once again, if you're heading up towards the city, as well as our southeast corner, 33 westbound direction at Gender Road. Pretty slow moving out there. At least some better news passing it. Smooth sailing heading towards that 33 and 270 split. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. All of the hair on their heads is slowly migrating to the lower part of their faces. And tracky. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Best week in sports radio is the way I feel about this week. Yes, the All-Star game happened. There's a couple days off from Major League Baseball. Who cares?
You don't care about the World Cup?
I do care about the World Cup. I watched some yesterday. I watched Spain absolutely locked down, killing Mbappe and Michael Olise and like all these great players for France. Just locked them down, Tyvus. You're a defensive guy. I know you don't follow soccer, but like Spain would be your team. You know how many goals they've let in this entire World Cup?
4.
1. They are.
Oh, they're gonna win it.
They are tough. And you know what?
How many games has it been? Like,
I think they've played 6 now. They let them one goal. Yes,
that's impossible.
They're insane. And by the way, this is a team. Every team that plays Spain more or less says, "We're not even going to try to play you. We're going to bunker down. God, we're not going to try to score. We're just going to hang back and try to make you score against our defense. Hopefully you'll get out of position and then we can go like on a fast break and get a cheap goal against you." France is like the first team that said, "We're going to try to play you straight up because we think we can beat you and we don't care that you're Spain. We're France." And they got trucked.
They really only got trucked
yesterday.
One goal to Belgium.
Kylian Mbappe, who's like one of the best players in the world, best player on France, big scorer, right? He's got a McDonald's cup right now. You can go get one. That guy, every time he touched the ball, Tyvus, I'm telling you, every time the ball went to him, 3 guys just like right on him, like could not suffocated
so,
this man.
So they should be favored to win.
They,
Argentina, England.
England's really good. Today is Argentina and England. And I'll tell you what, if Messi's old ass gets this game, then this guy may not be human because this England team is better by far than this Argentina team. England is better. But Messi has magic.
Wasn't this the Saturday?
Saturday is the third place game. I think that's Third place team Saturday.
Saturday, 5 o'clock.
Sunday at 3 p.m. on Fox is the fire.
I got to watch Spain play.
Spain is, Spain. Man. And that's the, remember the first game of this whole tournament, the first game that Spain played, I was like, oh, don't even worry about them. They're playing Cape Verde. That's going to be like, Spain's going to win by 8 goals. And that was a game, Cape Verde, this little tiny country, Steven Moreira from the crew plays for. They tied Spain 0-0.
Yeah, it was the greatest thing in the world.
Look at what they just did to France. I'm just saying, they scored 2 on France. They didn't score any on Cape Verde, but Lamine Yamal is the guy who's like 19 years old, one of the best players in the world. He plays for Spain. Hasn't even really got going in this tournament. So like, you just wait till Sunday. If he shows up and has a big game, this Spain team is really good. But England, Argentina today, if England wins, that would be a really interesting matchup. If Argentina wins, it just means Messi is magical and all bets are off. You can't predict that stuff. We have a little thing to do. Why am I? I'm taking all this time. I forgot. We got some business.
Get to know your resident national champion. It's time for Ask Tyvis Anything.
Sponsored by Ramos Roofing. Reliable, local, built right. Request your free roof assessment today at ramosroofing.com.
Sorry, you asked me like one half question about soccer and I went into a trance. That's my
bad. It's on me. Best week of sports radio. Huh?
Yeah, well, hey, yeah, we got that. I'll tell you what we're doing tomorrow after we do Ask Tyvis Anything. But Ask Tyvis Anything, this one from Alex. He says, Ask Tyvis Anything, build your NFL Hall of Fame with just one player at every position. Who are your locks for the Hall of Tyvis? How about we, instead of taking the whole segment to do that, let's say a quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Barry Sanders.
Running back. Wide receiver. Let's do 3 on offense, 3 on defense. How about that?
I did Jerry. You got to go with Jerry.
Jerry Rice. Okay. All right. Those are good answers. Defense.
I would accept Randy Moss too.
That'd be a good debate. Yeah. I'm a sucker for style.
So you Randy?
Yeah. I would probably go Randy personally.
Jerry got all the records.
I know he does, and he deserves them. And he was also great, and he had his own style. But Randy Moss is always. I've always enjoyed watching Randy Moss.
Great cash, homie.
There you go. Yeah.
Defense. That's right.
Let's say a defensive lineman, a linebacker, and someone from a secondary.
Give me D lineman. Ooh.
Go Minister of Defense. Go Reggie White.
You got to go Reggie White.
How about your guy, Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald is. Aaron Donald? You know, Aaron Donald or Reggie White? give me Aaron Donald.
All right, there you go. Who are you taking a linebacker?
ALT.
Okay.
The real ALT.
Ah, yeah. Off the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That's cheating because I could put him as a linebacker.
I was going to say, but
he was a linebacker.
All right, fine. You didn't want to go with...
What about like an actual like middle linebacker?
I guess give me Raymond Lewis.
Okay, sure. Keep him away from a limo during Super Bowl week, but otherwise, sure. Great. Who are we going with in the secondary? Richard Deion. Kevin Sherman? No?
Deion.
Okay, yeah.
Give me Deion or Charles...
Woodson. Wow.
Yeah, you know, Charles is like my top 3 corners of all time is Deion, Charles, and Cham.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean,
I don't blame you. I think all those 4 guys are great. Really hit the buzzer. I can't hit it. We got to hit that buzzer hard on that one. Chris G in the chat said, Ask Tyvis, heading to the San Diego of the Midwest, a.k.a. Cleveland this weekend. For a guards homestand, where can I drop the people's champ, Tyvis Powell, to get a complimentary upgrade?
Anywhere. Yeah. I'm solidified.
So you just walk in and say, I know Tyvis Powell.
You know how Scarface looked up and said, the world is yours? That's how I was when I seen Cleveland.
Like, oh, really?
Cleveland is Tyvis.
Okay, yeah. That's good. I need to go with you to Cleveland just to verify all this because I want to go. Is that why Cardell always takes you with him everywhere and drags you to all these like pizza places where they're putting? Like
you drop one of our names, you know, you good.
Okay, so I can go up there, drop your name, and get a free po' boy
for sure.
Okay,
I only do that for a Polish boy.
If I go to the lovely beaches there, if I go to the attendant, who's clearly there because they're such nice beaches, and I say, can I have a chair and an umbrella for free, please? Tyvis Powell sent me. He said these are the best beaches in the world.
Like, tell Tyvus we said, hey.
I'm sure
they're sorry that we didn't have it ready for him, knowing that he was going to be here.
Their version of the Baywatch lifeguards will absolutely be like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
They'll give you mouth to mouth, too. B. Sprague in the chat says, ask Tyvus anything. What did your recruiting process look like? Was it always going to be the Buckeyes?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I grew up wanting to go to the Buckeyes, but it kind of took a minute. West Virginia, I went to West Virginia, and I was like, you know what? I like this. You know what I'm saying? I can see myself here. And then after that, then it was Michigan State. Michigan State was recruited hard. Then, obviously, I ended up getting the Ohio State when Jim Tressel came to the school and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. That shut it down. But then okay. Michigan State was like, nah, because Urban ended up flipping one of their recruits. So they was like, well, if he flipped our recruit, then we going to flip one of theirs. And I was like a target for them, and I was like, nah, just stay.
Oh, could you imagine now the NIL dollars?
How much we talk?
That's what I'm saying. You would have just said, we'd have been like, well, talk to my agent, who also, even back then, would have been Richard Sherman somehow, some way. Been very weird, but you had that. SWK Bearcat says, ask Tyvus, there's a revolving sushi restaurant in Polaris. How many plates of sushi could you eat in one setting? Over under 10 plates.
And then,
well, he said on the plate, 2 pieces per plate.
Okay.
So I've never
usually
been...
when you get a roll, you get 6 in the roll. I usually eat two rolls.
So that's like 12. So he's saying like basically 20 pieces of sushi.
Nah, I ain't no 20 piece. 6 plates. If you're doing 2 pieces on each plate, give me 6.
You ever been to one of those, like the revolving, where it's just like...
What's the name of this place he talking
it's
about?
It's Kura, I think. Q or K-U-R-A. It's in Polaris. I tried to go when they first opened. Yeah, 300-minute wait, which is 5 hours.
Where at in Polaris? Like over there like the Cheesecake Factory and stuff?
I'll look.
Like by Edible Arrangements?
When he says... I love that Edible Arrangements is your landmark.
Because it's like the Cheesecake Factory is there, but it's like a whole nother little plaza.
I just laugh because, Tyvus, you've barely ever worked in an office, and now you're going to like, oh, you know Edible Arrangements, where every office orders their fruit arrangements
it
from.
It is right by. It's like,
see? Look.
It's across the street from your spot, Benihana.
See?
Oh, yeah.
I know where he's talking about.
It is right there by Edible Arrangements.
So bang!
Revolving sushi, I take that to mean it's like, I've seen the conveyor belt places where you sit there and as the sushi comes out, you just grab what looks good.
Yeah.
I've always wondered about how, like, I guess that's got to be fine. Lots of people like going to those places. I have to try it out.
That's like a Fogo de Chao.
It is? How so?
Ain't Fogo de Chao when they keep bringing the meats around?
We haven't been to many restaurants.
I haven't been there either. Texas Day Brazil. Like, they say Fogo de Chao is like that.
I have been there.
I just love
it. You been to Fogo de Chao?
Texas Day Brazil.
Oh, well,
I didn't have any money in my bank account left over after I left. But
Dylan, I want you to get a cut up of Tyvus saying Fogo de Chao. I love Fogo de Chao. It's good. I like it. That was just the tone you had when you were saying. You were so excited. But yeah, that's where they bring out the giant skewer of meat and they ask you, do you want some of this? And they just slice it off for you. I've been to a Brazilian steakhouse. It's epic. If you've never done that, you should.
I've been to Texas Day Brazil when it was downtown, I believe.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Did you enjoy it?
I wanted more sides.
It's a Brazilian steakhouse. You're going for the meat. That's the whole point.
Okay, like, I'm not about to just sit there and just eat the meat. What is this, Arby's?
They also have sides. But I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't remember what sides we had when we went to Brazilian steakhouse.
Exactly.
But it wasn't because we didn't go for that. We went for the meat, and we were very happy with that. Finally, Bearded Buckabilly says, ask Tyvus, when was Interstate 315 built and by who?
Why would I know that?
It's ask Tyvus anything. Ask Tyvus things he knows. It's literally ask him anything.
Me. 1996. 2 years old.
You're out there on like a little Tykes road grader. It's good. I like that. Michigan continues to put the M in messy. We will tell you why next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
No crashes right now, but I am noticing 3 different areas causing some delays for folks. Drivers heading towards downtown, especially 670, and more of that westbound direction just as you're passing 71. We also have, of course, 71 in that northbound direction over by Greenlawn Avenue. Once again, if you're heading up towards the city, as well as our southeast corner, 33 westbound direction at Gender Road. Pretty slow moving out there. At least some better news passing it. Smooth sailing heading towards that 33 and 270 split. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan
supply.
We at The Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's The Fan Call-In Show, presented by The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Tybus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
All right, remind me, Tybus. 8 o'clock, I have to apologize for something that I said earlier. What did you call it? What was the thing you said?
I say a lot of things.
No, earlier you were saying you got some stat wrong and you used some term. What did you?
The Department of Corrections.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I need to start using that.
I need to have a Department of Corrections moment coming up at 8 o'clock because I was terribly wrong about something. So I will amend that coming up at 8, and I will apologize to the audience for being so wrong.
Mm.
But this Michigan stuff with Sharon Moore and Ward Manuel, it continues to unravel. So the latest on this. If you haven't seen what Ward Manuel's been doing up in Michigan, he's basically been going around anyone that will listen and say, I still have a job. I talk to the president all the time. I still plan to be the AD of this. I don't know what anybody's talking about. There's a lot of myths and rumors out there, but I'm no one's come to me and talked to me about losing my job. I don't know where that's coming from. That's all made up. Okay. Then we have this from the Wall Street Journal from Corinne Ramey and Rachel Bachman, who are reporting on this. An investigation conducted by the law firm Jenner & Block concluded Michigan's response to Sharon Moore's relationship with Paige Shiver, his assistant, was inadequate and found it was often unclear who was responsible for handling allegations of misconduct. Now, here's the thing that I think is particularly damning for Ward Manuel. It says here that because Michigan's not going to release this report publicly.
Mm-hmm.
They're not planning to. What a lot of these big places do is they'll do a report, they will do all their findings, and then when it comes time to give the report to like the board of trustees or whoever, a lawyer from the law firm will walk up and verbally give the entire report and then walk away.
Ty Law comes up to you and gives you an
yes,
entire report.
Ty Law is a lawyer. Yes, he does that. Right. No, but the lawyers for this firm, they often will not print these reports. Do you know why?
They don't want to leave an evidence, a trail,
well,
a trace.
If you ask for the Freedom of Information Act, when you say, please give us that report, if a reporter does that, they can say, what report? You want someone to come back and verbally say that to you? That's not going to happen. If there's no document to provide,
yeah,
then you can't provide the document with
correct.
All the damning stuff
that's
in it.
Correct.
So I would be surprised if they're not going to, I would bet they're not going to release this, and I would bet that it is going to be delivered like that to the Board of Trustees. That's just my two cents. However, part of what is supposedly going to be featured in this report, according to the Wall Street Journal, is that one of the earliest documented warning signs at Michigan came 2 days before Sharon Moore's first game as the Wolverines head coach, August 29th, 2024.
Dang.
Apparently, Ward Manuel said to Sharon Moore, he said that he cannot have Paige Shiver accompany him on any trips for any games.
Mm.
Now, was that just because of expenses?
No.
Or was that because he knew something was going on inappropriate?
I mean, let's just get it out in the open. He knew.
I don't know how you couldn't know.
You could try to spin it and twist it any type of way. You knew. At the end of the day, you knew something.
Right. So this is where I feel like Ward Manuel is probably going to have to, I mean, this is probably what ends his time at Michigan. If there is any paper trail or anything they can find that shows him and Sharon Moore corresponding about this and saying, yeah, I did tell him this prior to that fall. This was in 2024. All the stuff last year, obviously, was 2025. So we're talking a year before any of that stuff broke in the media. They're having conversations behind closed doors saying you can't have your assistant travel with you. Seems to imply that again, that's speculation on my part. It seems like pretty substantial evidence there that they knew and they were doing what they had to do to cover it up. There's more. I mean, there's more with this, too, because
I don't see how tomorrow is D-Day for him, correct?
Well, tomorrow there's a meeting between the with the board, the Michigan, I don't know if it's Board of Trustees or whoever's in charge there.
Board of Regents.
Board of Regents. Thank you. Everybody has their own terms. There are conflicting reports out there about what's even going to be discussed at this meeting. Some people have said it's going to come up. They're going to release the findings of this, at least internally, to these Board of Regents. Others have said that's not even on the schedule tomorrow. So we'll find out, right? But there's also stuff from this that it just continues to get weird. So they say that Moore's relationship with Shiver dated back to November of 2021.
Oh, dang.
He messaged her on Instagram from the Orange Bowl asking, "What's your drink of choice?" Months later, during a recruiting trip to Colorado in January 2022, the two began a physical relationship. So 2021, they meet. 2022, they begin a physical relationship. 2024, Ward Manuel's like, you cannot bring her on trips with you. This is inappropriate. Then 2025 is when it finally hits the fan and, you know, he ends up getting fired and then goes to her house with the butter knife. Yeah, right. That whole thing. So what's also very interesting in this story, at least to me, it says in January of 2022 is when she went on the recruiting trip to Colorado, they began their relationship. That summer, Shiver had an abortion and later told Moore she sought treatment for postpartum depression. According to the firm's findings, this law firm, this is all from the Wall Street Journal, she texted Sharon Moore about then head coach Jim Harbaugh. "Mr. Harbaugh helped me get into the head person here. Don't worry, he doesn't know everything and won't, just knows I'm not well." But like Jim Harbaugh is helping her get in to see a doctor to help deal with. And again, maybe Jim Harbaugh just knew her as Sharon Moore's assistant who happens to go on away game trip with him and every recruiting trip with him. I don't know. But,
well, I mean, that Jim should be like relieved off of that one, because it's like, he doesn't know everything. All right, right, good. Well, there it is. I didn't know.
Well, I mean, if he did know, he would have adopted the kid, right? I think that was, remember that?
Yeah.
Remember he said, "I will adopt your kids. Like, if any of that comes up, just let me know." He said that about any player on his, I assume that goes for assistant coaches. So he probably didn't know because they probably didn't want him to. But in either case, Michigan just keep, man, that is, don't get me wrong, Ohio State's got its messes too. Go Google Ted Carter if you need any help with that. I'm just saying, like, not glass house throwing stones here. I'm just saying that is messy, regardless of who you root for. That's just a bad look all the way around. So, yeah, I don't see how, if Ward Manuel survives this, that man can survive anything.
I'm
not leaving.
What was that?
I'm not leaving. Oh.
You sick. You sick.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to know if he's going to get hired after this.
By who? The guy's like a Michigan lifer.
He does a great job of hiring coaches.
I guess if you can. I mean, the one you can say he did a great job of is Dusty May, right?
He didn't hire Jim.
He hired Jim. How'd that work out? He was terrible up until he started cheating, and now he's left him with a massive scandal in his wake. And everybody that, and by the way, the guy that they all hand selected to replace Jim has caused them this whole mess in Sharon Moore.
He was just horny,
like like a level we've never seen of horny, like ridiculously horny.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. All right, the Huddle's coming up next. All the NFL news and notes you need. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
North side roads are getting busy, 33 in that eastbound direction by 270 over by Dublin, as well as 270 once again in that westbound direction as you're heading up towards 71 towards places like Polaris. Also for our friends on the east side, also slow moving in some spots, including 70 westbound at Bryce Road. That's just south of Reynoldsburg. And as you're heading passing Bexley, basically 70 over by 33. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Columbus.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The MLB All-Star Game took place in Philadelphia last night. The American League beat the National League 4-0 in the Midsummer Classic. New York Yankees outfielder Cody Bellinger was the All-Star Game MVP. Cleveland Guardians pitchers Parker Messick and Kate Smith each threw perfect innings, while Travis Bazzano went 0-2. Sal Stewart and Chase Burns were the All-Star Game representatives for the Reds. Stewart went 0-1. Burns sat out as an injury precaution. And in the World Cup yesterday, Spain beat France 2-0 to advance to the final on Sunday. They'll wait for the winner of this afternoon's matchup between Argentina and England. The third place game will be this Saturday at 5 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer.
Both of these men played sports in high school. Only one of them was good at it. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right. I promised an apology. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. What'd you call it? Department of Corrections.
Correct.
Correcting myself right now. Earlier in the show, we were alerted to by your buddy Chris. Is that
right? Yes.
So there's a place that does chicken tenders, a restaurant chain that is from the South, from Texas, called Lane's. 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 Now, when I heard this, I heard it's chicken tenders. I'm looking at their website, a brief scan, and I'm like, well, this looks like Cane's, just with different, you know, different color scheme and all that stuff, but Lane's, Cane's, both of them do chicken tenders. What am I missing?
I told you one has, Lane's got spicy tenders.
Yes, so that is different.
And they got a wrap, which is delicious.
Okay, so you've had Lane's.
Oh, yeah, I've had it like 2-3 times.
Well, I should have put more respect on their name, because I'm looking at their menu here. Fish actually brought this to my attention, our boss. Five-finger meal, four-finger meal, three-finger meal, those are all fine.
Yep.
You can get them spicier, you know, regular.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a chicken sandwich. They've got a club sandwich that comes on their Texas toast, and it's got drizzled with their sauce, cheese, bacon. How could that be bad?
Mm-hmm.
For the kid. Right, it looks great. They offer a grilled cheese for the kiddos. They offer grilled chicken wraps for health nuts like Tyvus.
There it is.
Air quotes, health nuts like Tyvus. But the thing that got me, there's two things at the bottom of this menu I did not see.
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware of this at all. One of them is they have shakes.
Ooh, that's always a game changer.
The shake, here are the shake flavors they have, okay? They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, salted caramel, and Oreo. I'm all the way in on that.
You like that, huh?
But the one thing that I love when I go to a place that has chicken is I need to have some good sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the sauce options, plural.
Yeah.
I guess Cane's has honey mustard, right?
Honey mustard and cane sauce.
Nobody ever orders the honey mustard except for
me.
You, because you're a psycho.
It's good. But it's good.
Fine.
It's not as good as the sauce. It was a time where I thought it was, but it's not.
And you were proven wrong.
Yes.
However, they have honey mustard there. Mm-hmm. They have Lane sauce, which looks just like cane sauce. Yep. I'm sure it's similar.
Yeah, it is.
Then they have ranch, mm-hmm. barbecue, jalapeno ranch.
That's it. Right
jalapeno
there.
Ranch.
That's
yes.
where it's at.
Oh,
right
yes.
there.
And the special extra that I can't believe I didn't see this before, they have gravy. You can get your chicken tenders with a side of gravy.
You like that?
Oh, my God. Tyvus, have you had that?
No.
Oh, my God. That's.
I only got their Lane sauce and the jalapeno ranch. Those are the two I had.
That, Dylan? This
look
is
like with some gravy.
What do you mean? I'm asking if you've ever
isn't
had
gravy, like one of the most unhealthy things you can put on.
Hang. Yes. Nailed it. Got it. Yep. That is correct. Don't care. Tastes great. But no, it's like it's a white gravy. And so you've got that with your chicken tenders. I have had that. You know what's crazy? A place that kind of does that? Dairy Queen. They'll give you a little cup of gravy with your chicken tenders there. Mm. One of the only places I've ever seen do it.
When Lane's opens locally, I vow to get their, their five-finger meal.
Yeah.
You going to Delaware?
Add a finger, and then I will try each one of their six sauces.
What's the Timmy, what's the Timmy thing?
Why don't I have this ready?
Think of that.
She wanted another finger.
Stop. No, you can't say it. He's got to say
it. I wasn't going to let her take a third finger after she originally said she only wanted two.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. We got to go. We got to go get all the fingers, get all the shakes, get all the gravy. Got to make that happen. Oh, Timmy Hall in context is hilarious. Timmy Hall out of context is even more hilarious. Oh, I agree with goodness. That 100%.
The biggest questions in the NFL are answered right here. Welcome to The Huddle.
Sponsored by Advent. Go to adventknows.com because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
All right, Dylan Huddle, question number one.
So I actually saw the guys on Get Up debating this, and I now want to get your opinion. Okay. Who has the best wide receiver duo in the NFL?
The Cowboys.
Really?
With CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens?
Yeah, or unless you're going with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
I was going to say, I think down in Cincinnati they have an argument for that.
I'm going to give a little slightly Cowboys.
Mm. Yeah,
I mean, George Pickens was second team all pro last year.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's the number two.
That's true. I guess you're right. I mean, I still think the Bengals duo, when everyone's healthy, I still would take them. But, yeah, it's hard to argue with what happened last year with that.
It's just George Pickens off the field. That's the one.
That's a problem. But you know what? I'll go with the Bengals on that. You'll go with the Cowboys.
I want to honorable mention the Lions. Amara St. Brown and Jameson Williams.
Yeah, J-Mo ain't there yet.
I thought
he would have a better, more breakout year than he had last year. It's there for him. For the taking.
As far as talent goes, I'm with you, Dylan. That like I think he could be one of the best wide receivers in the league. He just
What about the Rams?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well,
Devontae led the league in receiving touchdowns last year.
That's a bad miss on our part.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, this is a complicated question. We almost should have put some thought into it or something. Oh well. Huddle question number two, Dylan.
All right. So the ESPN released their they interviewed execs asking who the best quarterbacks in the league were. They gave a top 10. It was Josh Allen at one, followed by Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson round out the top five. Are you guys cool with that list? You got any grievances? Anyone you want to add or subtract?
Well, I know we talked about it earlier.
Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Matt Stafford, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
It's the list we talked about an hour ago.
That's the five.
But are you putting Josh Allen number one?
No.
Who are you putting number one?
Matthew Stafford.
I see. I can't believe it, but I'm kind of there with you now at this point. I never thought I would be there with Matt Stafford this late in his career, still being that guy.
Coming into this season. I would put Matt Stafford one. Well, how could you not? He's the reigning MVP.
Do you want right now going forward? Who do you think is poised to continue this success?
Who do I want going forward? Patrick Mahomes, and that's the only correct answer.
Torn ACL?
That is the only correct answer.
He's coming Patrick off Mahomes. A torn ACL.
Patrick Mahomes.
He hasn't looked good last year.
Tom Brady came off of an ACL, didn't he? When they created the new rule where you can't tackle the quarterback low, and he went on to win, what, four more Super Bowls? Yeah. I think I'll be all right.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. I'm with you that I can't give Josh Allen the number one spot. I'm more along the lines of a Pat Mahomes having the potential to always be that guy whenever it clicks back in for him. But yeah, that's weird that it's so odd to be debating Matt Stafford as the best quarterback in the NFL at this point.
Coming into this season.
Never would have thought that.
Give me Matt Stafford.
Never would have thought that. Huddle question number, what are we on?
Three.
Yeah, three. There we go. I lost track.
So Aaron Donald was seen working out at the Rams facility after earlier this offseason saying that he was not coming out of retirement.
Mm.
Does this signal a change of heart?
Mm. It's going to be hard for him not to sit this one out. There's just too much potential there. I could see him not even waiting till like halfway through the season and then saying, you know what, let me go ahead and join. Because I just, like, with him and Von Miller, they won the Super Bowl. With him and Miles, like, come on now.
but how many seasons has it been since he's played? At least two.
No, I think it's been like four?
Yeah, three was the number that popped up in my mind.
Let me see.
But yeah, I mean, it's... I don't think we've seen any player come back after all that time off.
Well, that's why I said he gonna sit out. He would only do half a season.
All right, but
his last season was 23, yeah. So it's been two.
I mean, I obviously don't know what it takes to be a pro athlete, but the workouts that I see him doing for fun
make look like he's still
make it look like he? That man is still ready to go out. But he's ready. True. He's preparing for something. I don't know what he's preparing for. But
has he been usually in these past 2 years? Has he gone up to the Rams facility to work out?
I don't know the answer to that.
No, question. Here's what they've said is from what I understand, this is all about. He wants to go out and see how he feels after he goes through a workout, like on the field, do the whole thing, see what it looks like. So the Rams are giving him that opportunity to come out, see what it looks like. So what we haven't heard is how he felt afterwards. You know, if he came off the field and was like, nope, never mind, this is not for me, then that would probably end all that. But if you hear him talking about how he wants to go back and do another workout, I think that pretty much tells you what you need to know, right? Like if he wants to go try it again, nope. Not for me, thanks. We go back home now.
He wouldn't do like training camp. Like if I was him, I would not do training camp.
You wouldn't think so? I think he'd want to get
not doing training. No, I think he would wants to do training camp.
Well, I get miserable. That, but he's got to get back into football shape too, right? I mean, there's a little bit of that.
I said training camp, not the preseason.
Wait, I don't.
Training camp is 2 weeks before the preseason starts.
Oh, so you're okay. What do you, huh?
So you start training camp.
I was out this week.
And then 2 weeks
thing.
Later, you get your first preseason game.
So he could just show up and like not train at all and then just be in the preseason game?
That's what I would do. I would go through the work week.
I would go through
game weeks with the preseason. So it's like a regular game week.
Dylan, did you know that? I didn't know you could do that. I don't know why I didn't know that.
What I would do if I was him.
Why you think those veterans ain't? You see all these veterans
but a lot of them don't do that, and then they don't play in the preseason games either. They just don't play in any of it. They sign out the whole thing.
Well, I mean, you could do that, but then you practice, huh?
Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, fine. So he sits out training camp, but I'm saying he would want game reps. He would want to get out there and like see how it feels. Well,
Need to come do a joint practice.
I would sign right before the final cuts so he's not taking a roster spot from some poor undrafted free agent like Tyvus.
Oh, right. Okay.
Practice for like a month and then come play in like week 5 or 6. That's what I would do if I was
him. That's not a bad call either. I mean, they're loaded. So he would just be reinforcements for sure. Which college football coaches are on the hottest seats this season? We'll tell you next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good Wednesday morning. Well, right now we are seeing a crash affecting the far east side of Columbus. We're talking State Route 310. In both directions at Morse Road Southwest, we are seeing a crash out there. It's still happening near 161, just outside of New Albany and near that Jersey Township area. Expect some lane closures in this area as well as some delays. At least some better news for our Northsiders traveling southbound on 71. Lanes are back open just past East Cook Road after debris was reported on the roads. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
It's a
Buckeye football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. All the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. Your home of the Buckeyes. 1, 2, 3. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a lot of sunshine this morning, and that'll continue right into the afternoon. That'll send our highs up into the mid-90s later on today with a peak heat index in the upper 90s. Mostly sunny skies once again for your Wednesday. Be a little bit warmer, about 96 for a high. Top heat index tomorrow afternoon reaches to about 100. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. Tyvus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. All right, almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, best week in sports radio. Tomorrow, we are certified Haterade sippers tomorrow on the show because tomorrow's a haters ball. So what it's going to be all day. Get it out. If you got that hate in your heart, let it out. What we are specifically going to do, though, is Tyvus, who is a pretty positive person. Tyvus has a very strict standard when it comes to Hall of Fames. So I think one way we can get in on the haters ball tomorrow is Tyvus can start ripping people out of the Hall of Fame. Not just the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You can go Pro Hoops Hall of Fame if you want to. You can go Cooperstown. You can go up to Toronto to the Hockey Hall of Fame and rip people out of there. I don't care. Rip whoever you want out. But tomorrow, submissions for that, we'll be talking about that all morning. So you can jump in on that discussion if you want to. Early at Bone and Tyvus 971. We're also taking your thoughts today on our, you know, we have production that comes back. You just heard a little production when we came back there, a little intro that we run. We want you to help us write that. So this one came from Harlan, who said, T-Bone introduced Tyvus to cheeseburgers for breakfast. And Tyvus's ass will never be the same. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus. That's good. That's great. So thank you for putting that in the YouTube chat. You can also tweet them to us at Bone and Tyvus 971, like I said.
Ski Slope Logan in the chat said certified Big Mac dipping chicken into gravy. But I think certified Big Mac should be in one of our production.
How about certified Big Mac radio?
Yeah.
No, because I don't fit that.
Stop it.
Tyvus, stop it.
Stop lying to yourself. You are a guy who mentally is there. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're fat because you're not. Although, I mean, some people, Joshua Perry can debate that with you all he wants to. I don't care. I'm saying you have the mentality.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
No, you do on certain things. You
like what?
Tyvus, you are the preemptive food expert on the show.
You're the one who tells us all about food that we haven't tried.
I eat stuff based off of your suggestions.
You suggest stuff quite a few times.
You should wear it as a badge of honor.
You introduced us
about it
to the Chick-fil-A breakfast burrito.
And that's my favorite breakfast
which is
now.
Fantastic. But that thing has everything
Bojangles
in it.
Chicken sandwich is better.
I didn't have Bojangles for breakfast before you either. Look at all this food you've these brought into my life.
I didn't have Bojangles for breakfast before me either. We all tried that together, so don't do that.
That one was pretty great. I mean, we do enjoy that. All right, so keep them coming. At Bone and Tyvus 971 on Twitter/X or the YouTube chat. YouTube 971 The Fan, T-Bone and Tyvus. Please write more intros for us that involve Tyvus being fat. I think that's great.
While she's in the car listening, I want to wish my girlfriend Jessica a happy birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Jessica.
Yes. Are you actually going to treat her to the meal tonight?
I mean, I might pick the place, but...
That's good. Way to think of her. Really way to put her first. I appreciate it. That's great. Nice of you.
Planning's half the battle, Tyvus.
That's fair. That is fair.
Yeah, but that's also paying is the other half that usually people care about. It's a whole battle, Dylan. It's not just one, like, half of it. It's the whole thing. So I saw a list of the college football coaches. Everything is list today because, you know, it's that time of year. Everyone's trying to get ready for football season. Top five coaches who are on the hot seat in college football. Okay. We'll see if you agree with this list.
Okay.
So do you want me to go? Let's go. We'll go the coolest to hottest. Number five, they have Dave Aranda at Baylor.
Oh, okay. If he got canned, we wouldn't even know.
No, you're right.
Wouldn't even matter to him.
Do you know what their record was last year? I had no idea what Baylor was doing last year.
4-8.
Close. 5-7. Like, I'm just saying, that doesn't get you fired at Baylor. How bad do you have to get? I mean, but whatever. I guess if another year that happens.
They got DJ Lagway.
Oh, sure. He'll fix everything. So good.
He was like, wasn't he the number one quarterback coming out or something?
That was last year. There was a mock draft that had they had him going second to the Browns. And if that would have happened, this is all you would have heard from my house. Just me swearing, just constant. You'll still hear that.
If he would have went in this draft and the Browns selected him, I would have seriously asked him, do y'all watch college football?
No, right, of course.
This mock draft came out 2 years ago.
Right, this mock draft
projecting
was...
projecting that he was going to have a dope season last year.
Which is why I can't get behind all these things like, this is the greatest quarterback draft in the history. It's what you said last year, too. And then we turned out that everybody said, no, never mind, not 2026, 2027. That's the good stuff. It's like, all right, fine. We'll see. A lot of those guys came out in 2026. You just didn't want them because a lot of those dudes were not as good as you thought they were. Anyway, so there's Dave Aranda, number five. Number four, Shane Beamer over at South Carolina. They were 9-4 back in 2024.
That's back when him and Brett Bielema got into it.
That's right. They're having their argument about substitutions and all that stuff. That's right. And then, but between those, around that season, he was 5-7 in 2023, 4-8 last year, 1-7 in SEC play.
Yeah, he the coach at South Carolina?
Shane Beamer, yeah.
With Lenore Sellers?
Yeah.
Oh, he should have got fired.
Well, he's, I'll tell you what,
you can't have Nick Harbor, Lenore Sellers, and Dylan Stewart, and you can't win no more than four games, you should have been fired.
I mean, Lenore Sellers was hurt part of last year.
I understand.
They stunk when he was healthy.
But they did. They did. 30 points.
Oh, I know. That was the Texas A&M game.
And blew it.
Yep. Well, you know why. They probably went to Lane's, and they were like, the chicken and the gravy together is such a great combo. They were distracted. That's a home fit advantage we don't talk about at Texas A&M. T-Bone here for Lane's. I've now become like, I'm all in on this place now.
They get to Columbus, and all of a sudden we hear, hey, it's T-Bone again. And it's Lane's. I'm going to be like, yeah.
All right. I can't think about it right now. I'm too hungry.
All right, let me lock in.
Luke Fickell, number three there. Yeah. I mean, the only reason I feel like Fickell didn't get fired was because of his buyout, more or less. And Wisconsin basically said, we could spend the money on the buyout or we could spend the money on the players and hope that that helps the coach not have to get paid a buyout, right? Which is...
What's they scheduled this year? Because last year it was brutal.
It was. Like, it was a top 10 worst schedule in college football. So I would think it's not going to be as bad as that. But
give me a sec.
Heading into this year, Luke Fickell is 17-21 at Wisconsin.
Well, you know who they start the season off against?
Who's that?
Notre Dame.
Oh, hey, win. That's, you hear that, Notre Dame fans? Yeah.
Notre Dame, Western Illinois, Eastern Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State, UCLA, USC, Iowa, Rutgers, Maryland, Purdue, Minnesota.
Okay, that's manageable.
So yeah, they got
it's manageable, one, but how many losses would they tolerate?
Two, three. They got about four, potentially five big games.
I think if they win five games or less, he's for sure out.
Okay, yeah, I would hope so. It's Wisconsin. I don't understand, like... I don't understand
you're
how
they're saying it should be standards. More than that.
No, you're saying if they win fewer than five games,
yes, five or like less, six or more, he stays.
I feel like at best pathetic. They can win 10 games this year.
Okay, at best, but that's if everybody gets like the games of their lives all at the same time. I mean, here's the reality: they're going to start off the season probably 0-1 against Notre Dame, okay, right? So instantly you're going to have, if that happens, negative vibes.
And especially then, if it's like a belt to ass situation.
Well, yeah, if it's not close, that'll be a bigger problem. It's going to
it'll be one of them games that the whole world is going to watch because it's on Sunday at 7:30.
Yeah.
So everybody else is on Saturday. They're one of two games on Sunday. Washington plays.
They have
Washington
special
State
uniforms for it. It's a massive deal. Yes.
Yeah. What's their fourth game?
And it's at Lambeau.
What's their fourth? Oh, yeah, right. I forgot it's a neutral site.
Their fourth game is Penn State.
Right, okay.
Penn State.
Let's say.
Michigan State, UCLA, USC, Iowa, Rutgers, Maryland, Purdue, Minnesota.
I think there's a chance they lose two of like the Penn State. What'd you say? Penn State, Michigan State. No, you said Penn State, Michigan State, UCLA.
USC, Iowa.
I think of those four games, UCLA, USC, and then the Michigan State, Penn State. I think they lose two of those games. You got three losses. I'm saying they could lose three of those, like three of their first, what would that be, like five to seven games? Yeah. Like that is not a situation that I think is tenable if you do that. But so Luke Fickell needs to not do that.
They finish the season 9-3.
Yeah, but if you don't beat any, I don't know, man. Standard's just so low there at Wisconsin. We'll find out. But yeah, his seat is hot.
Depends on what offense they run in. They running the ball again?
Well, right. Remember, when he got there, for some reason, did the air raid offense, which made no sense. But, all right, come back. I'll tell you who the two hottest seats are in college football. You can probably guess. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Some parts of the road still looking really busy out there on the north side, just south of Westerville, 270 in that westbound direction by State Route 3. Even Cleveland Avenue getting a little bit busier, more packed with cars as they head up 71 in that northbound direction towards places like Polaris. We also have towards that northwest side, 270 northbound getting a little bit slower as you're approaching that 33, 161 and 270 split over by Dublin, as well as a heads up here, the west side, 70 eastbound over by Wilson Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your favorite.
For details. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. One of these guys still believes he can play in the NFL. It's T-Bone. He says it's because of his low center of gravity. He's dumb. This is Bone and Tyvus.
All right, we were talking about the coaches on the hot seat. So far, the list of the top five: Dave Aranda from Baylor, Shane Beamer from South Carolina, Luke Fickell from Wisconsin, Mike Norvell, number two at Florida State.
I'm surprised. Fire for years.
I don't know how that guy's still employed. But
same reason as Fickell.
It's a buyout situation, yeah. Right? Of course, yeah. But they are. I don't understand. I mean, I know they started off last year beating Alabama, right? Wasn't that last year?
They gone. Yes.
Was that when they had Castellanos?
Tommy Castellanos.
Was that his name?
He guaranteed it.
Yeah.
They have never recovered from not making the college football playoff.
No.
With Jordan Travis.
That in the broken hurt. Leg. Yeah. That whole thing
happened
is
to Jordan Travis.
Not like nothing. Like, I think his, I don't know if his career's done, but I don't think he's ever
even
really
in the UFA.
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, he said he played for the Jets. Wait, hold on. Well, let me make sure it's he is free agent. Never mind.
Okay. Right. So I'm just saying, like, Florida State, that whole situation, now bringing in your guy, Tom Herman, as a analyst. I mean, he's a guy who has plenty of experience, has coached at big time programs. If Mike Norvell has to go somewhere, they now have a guy who could at least step in and try to right the ship for the rest of the season. I don't know what that means permanently, but yeah, I mean, it's all aligned that if Mike Norvell, if they don't get off to a good start, I would guess at some point they have to, regardless of the buyout, they have to move on from him.
Oh, he met Jordan Travis, medically retired in 2025.
Oh, there you go.
His leg never really.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Got back.
That sucks. Yeah. I don't know what they would have done in the playoffs, but it just sucks that they never had to find out. And it's just like, oh, well, your quarterback got deleted, so never mind. We just don't have that anymore.
It always makes me thank God for 12, because that would have been us.
Well, and thank God for, you know, the fact that it was not just beating Wisconsin in that Big Ten championship game, but destroying Wisconsin, like making the team look almost
that's
inevitable.
That's what a good defense would do.
Hey, everybody talks about the point total on the offensive side. They didn't talk about the zero on the other side.
We'll
that's a big part of that. Yeah, that's right. Number one on the hot seat. I don't think this should be a surprise, Lincoln Riley.
That's crazy to me.
Why?
On the hot seat? It's not like they're having like 4-win seasons out there in USC.
Like, I don't know, man. I feel like, at least for me,
like, I think Mike Norvell's and Luke Fickell's hot seats are hotter.
I agree with
Lincoln
that.
Riley.
I would agree with that.
I feel like the expectations should be higher. Well, you know what? That's fair. The expectations at USC probably aren't as high as they should be. But if I were a USC fan, my guy Patty the
Batty,
right? I'm just saying, like, I feel like they should have higher expectations than the mediocrity they've gotten from Lincoln Riley. But you're right. They don't. So that's probably not that odd of a
seat. The fact of the matter is this. Last year, USC would have been a CFP team. But the fact is, they lost to Illinois by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
And that messed up everything. Because they'd have finished the season 10-2. And they lost to Illinois. They lost to Illinois, Notre Dame, and Oregon, which the three losses. And then lost to TCU in the bowl game.
I mean, the record's not bad. 35-18 during his first 4 years in LA. But again, I'm a lunatic fringe person, so I look at that and go, that is insane that USC has not been better than 35-18.
Now, I'd say if they win like 8 games or less this year, then next year I would say his seat's really hot. But
and also, he signed like a $100 million deal a few years ago, so I don't know what his buyout is, but I'm guessing it's about as bad as any of these other guys' buyouts are.
The fact of the matter is this. I'm looking at the schedule for USC.
I was just going to do the same thing.
They have a 3-game season.
Okay.
Oregon, Ohio State, Indiana. That is it. The rest of them, they should win.
Mm. Well, but let's say they get their doors blown off in each of those 3 games, but they otherwise win, what would that be, 9 games?
9-3, which is what they were last year.
Right, but I'm saying, like, if you're not
You got to remember that I don't know what they did receiver-wise, because both of their receivers went to the draft.
That's right.
Jacoby Lane and
Mekhi Lemon.
Lemon.
Right. So,
who stole the Biletnikoff from JJ, but that's another story.
Question being, if they get blown out by Oregon, Ohio State, and Indiana, and I'm not saying that's likely, I'm just throwing that out there. What good would a 9-win season do? I don't know if that's something that USC has a standard of where they would say that's not good enough. We can't get embarrassed by the good teams and then just beat all the other teams that are kind of crappy. However, I wonder if USC would also look at it like how maybe fans have looked at it in Nebraska, right? Where they looked at Bo Pelini's 9-3 seasons every year and said, get out of here with that crap. We can do better than that. And then so far, they've never done better than that in 20-plus years.
You don't think USC could get a big-time coach to come in there?
Oh, no, they could.
He was the big-time coach that came in there.
That was what they did with him. They hired
him. His problem is that he couldn't find a D.C.
Well, and he's got one now. That seems like that's part of the job, isn't it? Like,
Gary Patterson.
Oh, I forgot he has Gary Patterson there now.
He did go there.
That's a pretty good coup.
Someone who I think
Did he have Alex Grinch there? I know he had him in Oklahoma.
Yeah, he brought him there, too. Yeah.
What a miscalculation. Yeah.
Making the same mistake twice.
Ooh, that was just... Man, that was a bad idea.
Why isn't Bill Belichick on this list?
Is he on a hot seat?
I think so.
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
Are they? I don't know. I would have thought they would already have been so embarrassed by like the way his entire first year went that they would have just parted ways after a year and said, never mind, bad idea, let's start this over. They doubled down. So I don't think he's on the hot seat this year, unless they lose every game or something and he just stops coming to the games and he's like going off to adult cheerleading competitions again with his girlfriend. Then maybe I would say you have to fire him for cause, but nah, if they win like 5 or 6 games, it'll be like, well, this isn't going as well as we thought, but he's building something. I'm sure they'll talk themselves into it.
And then someone else, I thought, if Austin Ward was here, he would say Mike Locksley at Maryland should be.
Yes, he would.
Hey, he should have been fired like 4 years ago.
I don't even know what. I don't even know if they have a lunatic fringe at Maryland. I don't think they do.
I don't know if everybody goes to their games.
No, I think that most of the Maryland fans are just like, oh, do we still have a football team? Cool. I guess we'll check that out. That's
the students that get tickets for free. Those are the ones that go to the Terrapins games.
Exactly right. Let's see. Do we have any more of that production? I thought we had. Oh, yeah, this one came in from A-Hole Cole Golfing.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Cole.
Whoa.
Thank you, Cole, for your name. This is his production that he submitted. Tyvus spent his football years dodging tackles, and now he spends his morning dodging T-Bone's bad takes. That's good. I like that.
Oosh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you dodge them.
I
land them. Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, you weren't really dodging tackles. You're the one
making the tackles.
Not according to you and his bad angles that he was taking.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, we get okay. You know what? A-hole. We will write that for you. We'll amend that slightly.
Yeah, we'll
I like.
It's a good premise.
Thank you for again your name. I like that very much. So, all right, you can keep those coming to us at Bone and Tyvus 971. Should we tell people what we're doing on Friday?
Yeah, why not? I think we've solidified that plan.
All right, Friday. You know, we don't do a lot of call-ins on this show.
We don't do any.
Friday, Dylan is... That's correct. Friday, Dylan is going to work the phones.
Oh.
You're going to be allowed to call in. I think we'll do it all day.
Oh, man.
6 to 9 a.m. 614-821-9710. Oh, yeah. Why not? Okay. I'm not saying I'll take every call that comes in every single time. I actually have to learn how to use the phone screener because I've never taken a call over here in the one chat.
I've never used it. So this
great. This will be fun.
I just seen Meat Swiss tweet to you, Dylan. He said, is Dylan going to go to dinner with his girlfriend's parents knowing they're paying and get the surf and turf while everyone else gets something reasonable?
Is that a move you do?
That is a story I've told on the air before about getting the most expensive thing at the table when my ex-girlfriend's parents were paying. I didn't know they were going to pay, though. I thought I was paying for my own food.
They got
burgers and chicken tenders, Dylan, and I got like the most expensive steak
you can't pay. Unless you're paying for the table, you can't assume that you'll be paying just for your meal.
I thought I was going to pay for two people.
Where did you go?
Jay Luce in Dublin.
How was that? Because I would have tried Jay Luce.
It's good. At least when I've been.
Josh told me it was overrated.
The steak I got was really good I didn't pay for.
Told me it was overrated.
Delicious.
Man.
I told him I wanted to take the lieutenant there one day.
I don't think it's overrated. I thought it was good. Times I've been there.
Yeah, he probably liked the vanilla ice cream that he got for dessert, but that was it. That was his favorite part of the meal.
Did you know this take? He told us when you were
vanilla is the best flavor.
He said it's the superior flavor of ice cream.
It's the alpha flavor. Yeah.
It's Josh. Why do you...
I know. It's just a weird...
Why are you shocked by it?
When he said that, I begged for you to come back. Josh, please, just end his lever.
He also can't, because of his allergy, he can't, get
peanut butter
and Reese's.
I get all that. But when you're saying that, vanilla...
That's all he really can get, safely.
Can you get chocolate?
Who knows?
He would know.
Who knows?
He was very much high on vanilla, and I didn't think...
Asking Joshua about his food takes given his allergies is like asking a blind person who the hottest person in the world is. Like,
Okay. That's
what are we doing?
That's fair.
I mean, it's not his fair. Fault, is what you're saying. It's not his fair. Fault that he may not have the most well-formed opinion. I see that. By the way, Snagglepuss said, I love Bone's pure love and zero shame of food. People try to be a foodie. Bone is an apex predator. I don't like the term predator, but I appreciate the sentiment. Snaggle. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right, we'll hit the buzzer next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, a heads up here, if you were traveling along 670 in that eastbound direction, do know that the right shoulder is blocked just as you pass Leonard Avenue and 71 out there just because of a disabled vehicle as you're making your way towards Gahanna. At least some much better news on the far east side of Columbus, just outside of Jersey Township. We were seeing a crash on State Route 310 affecting both directions. Lanes, though, are officially back open over by Morse Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Buckeye Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
This week, it's the game from 2005, Buckeyes at Michigan.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan. The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
In terms of the Waffle House menu, Tyvus covered and smothered his opponents. Meanwhile, T-Bone is a chunk of hash who's often covered in gravy. I'm not sure what that means either. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program, everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Bo. Bo Bishop.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, the thing today has been Lane's. Have you experienced Lane's chicken?
Lane's chicken?
Yeah, same as you, Bo.
It's in Parma.
Well,
no.
There's a bunch of locations. It apparently started in College Station, and it has a very similar vibe to like Cane's, starting near a college campus, mostly chicken tender place. But the thing is, this place was before predates Cane's.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do we have a chicken controversy?
Well, that's the thing.
Is that where we're at?
So apparently they have, Bo, they're moving into Central Ohio. And so that's
Lane's. Okay.
So now I hope they're right next to Cane's, just so we can confuse everyone.
They're having one in Delaware when it comes to Columbus. But the one, they just got to Parma, I think, last year.
Oh, it's L-A-Y-N-E.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Lane's. Okay.
And the difference between them and Cane's is they have spicy tenders. And then T-Bone is into all of their dipping sauces.
They have like a bunch of different sauces, including gravy. So, yeah, that's
so they have original. Okay. We're doing a hell of an ad for them right now. I'll tell you that.
That's your favorite thing, Bo. I know. It's your favorite thing to do.
I love that. It looks like you got the garlic bread and everything else, crinkle fries. Where does it stop?
Right, that's it. It doesn't stop, Bo. It never does.
I figured you and the boys should take a trip down the lane.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could give. I tell you what, Bootsy would be a pretty dang good chicken finger reviewer. That's his favorite meal, chicken fingers and mac and cheese. So,
and then they
in on both.
They got milkshakes too, Bo.
Sold.
See, now, Bo, I'm curious because you guys have to travel a lot with all the youth sports stuff. You have a lot of that going on. One of the things I have found now as a father of multiple children is getting agreement on where to go.
Yeah.
And then finding a place that isn't like, oh, good. Well, we can all go here and then I'll take out a second mortgage and we should be able to finish the meal. Like it gets to a point now where like if I see Five Guys, I try to make sure I turn the car off the road because I can't do $30 a meal for everybody to go. And then half the meal doesn't get eaten anyway. But like what's the go-to like family-friendly type place you've typically found?
So we've done that. This is basically what the routine is now. Like, so on a Friday to drive to one of these absurd places, I will look for a Chick-fil-A. That's, to me, the safest off the road that you can do.
Yep.
I know no one's going to have an upset stomach. Like, that's going to be fine. Let's do that. So that's usually that. Then Saturday night is like a sit-down. And then, of course, Sunday is a little bit of potpourri. That's just kind of the roll of the dice. So like at the one we were at in Baltimore last week and they had a brick and mortar concession stand, that had a pretty massive menu. So, like, I had a chicken Caesar wrap. Well, there that was go. A delight because normally, you know, it's something on the side of the road. So, usually try to do something like that. I try to find anything, although now I don't know if we should eat lettuce, but I try to find anything that has a little bit of green to it is usually a win. It's hard. It's really hard on the side of the road to, you know.
Are you a multiple stop guy?
No, so. Good Lord. No. Okay. You got one shot. Okay. If I'm driving across the state of Pennsylvania, I am getting gas, going to the bathroom, and eating in one stop.
Yeah.
And it might be multiple one of those, stops. Are you kidding me? Like,
wait,
I want to meander.
Beansy might
17.
Want Burger King. Bootsy wants Chick-fil-A.
Throw his ass up. He's eating where we're stopping.
Yeah.
I literally said, "Well, boys, we stopped at a Sheetz. Find something." My wife goes, "You can't order that. You can't eat that for lunch." I said, "Watch him.
Yeah,
they'll be watch him eat it. That's what we're doing. Go eat your egg salad sandwich, NBC. Enjoy yourself.
Plenty of stuff there. They'll make it to order. They got to make stuff back in the back. Let them cook it for you. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, they got a place out. What the heck is it called? There's a place. Is it Royal Farms in the D.C., Baltimore area?
I know
area?
What you're talking. Yeah, Delaware,
they do
too.
A good job. Do they have one in Delaware? Oh, Delaware. Not like, Delaware, Ohio. Delaware.
Yeah, like the actual state. Yeah,
like Dover.
I didn't know about that place till I went out. I actually went to a NASCAR race out there in Dover, and I drove past one of those and said, "What is this?" And I walked in. They're doing like full-on restaurant style, like come in and get a bucket of chicken. Not like we have the chicken tenders. This Royal Farms gas station place that like they have
that's like Friendship.
Yes,
they do that.
Yes. Friendship Kitchen does that too around here. Yeah, it's very similar to that. But I was
So they got that
floored and then when I went in.
You hit a Wegmans up or something like that if you're doing the one stop out there. I do enjoy that, going to grocery stores and gas stations that we don't have to see how we stack up. We could use a Wegmans.
I could go with that.
Where are the boys at this weekend?
This weekend we go to Montana, so we're done.
Oh,
the
good.
U Sports is done. Let me ask you this real quick. I don't want to go too far up against the Tyvus, but did you have like 5 day a week lifting in high school when you played football?
No, not in high school.
So when did this start?
They lift for 5 days.
Or maybe they're off Wednesday. But
okay,
they
so
like
it's
six,
four. That's four,
maybe it's four.
Yeah,
it's
six, Monday, it's Tuesday, 6:30. Thursday, Friday usually is what it
so
is.
So same thing, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. There, it's 6:30 to 8:30, and it's every morning all summer. And I'm like, I'm old, so we obviously didn't do any of this. But then I was like, well, what generation did this start where it was like every day you worked out in the summer if you're on the football team?
Yeah, then you do, it's an hour in the weight room, hour on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's wild. That's wild. Did they have that? Do you remember that at all, Brother Bone?
No, like, I mean, our school was smaller. We didn't do a ton of that, but like, I mean, I've got friends now that their kids play soccer and they're like, it's 5 days a week lifting like you're talking about. It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you a little dirty secret about soccer. If you want to play soccer, you can play soccer every day of the week, every day of the year with a little kid. If you want to, it's available.
Yeah.
Indoor.
If
you get your kid involved in it, there is no days off.
There's no days
a week, every
it's
day
indoor,
of the year.
It's outdoor. We'll find it.
They get you in when they're like two, like locker soccer,
not,
playing fish and minnows.
You are
next
not
thing you know.
Oh, that's it. No, it literally.
Next thing you know, you got a 16-year-old who's never played another sport, but can, you know, is going to get a scholarship to a D3. I mean, it's amazing how much soccer they throw at.
And the good news is it's all free and you find the best talent. Oh wait, no, it costs an arm and a leg and prices out like 90% of people. That's fun. All right, so Bishop and Friends 9 to noon. Any AC/DC thoughts before we go? They're playing the Shoe tonight.
The band?
Yeah, Akadaka at the Shoe tonight.
That's spectacular.
I mean, I think they got to play the Bells, right? Of course.
They'll play the Bells.
Got to do that.
I mean, it's the most important band probably of like my sporting youth. Like we would run out to Thunderstruck. Like that was our school would run out to it. So they even got the band to try to do it one time. Didn't take, but they tried. they tried. I was appreciative. Yeah. That's an all-timer, man.
Yeah, they're great. Looking forward to that tonight. Also, you guys have most interesting program, Oklahoma today, right? Coming up.
Boomer
at
Sooner today. Boomer Sooner. It could be kind of. Last year was maybe the high water point. We'll see, though.
All right. There you go. Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon.
Hi, boys.
Right here on The Fan.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for The Buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next-day air installation.
Good news, Tyvus. If you like Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger back. Wes Craven. No longer with us, the guy who played, Freddy in all those movies. Yes. However, new label, Paramount Primal. This is another Paramount label or
I'm
television
not paying
studio.
For it.
Well, fine. They said they're going to produce a film with apparently the blessing of Wes Craven's widow, Ia LaBunca, and son, Jonathan Craven. They have all signed off on this. Family is going to, you know, allow the name to be used, all the likenesses and stuff. So look for new Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street stuff coming your way.
Awesome.
Probably in the next few years. And you, like you said, probably have to pay for it on Paramount Plus. But whatever. It's coming back if you like that stuff. But that's it for us. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Bishop and Friends is next. We'll see you tomorrow. T-Bone and Tybus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
No crashes out there, but we are seeing slowdowns getting a little bit worse as you head downtown. 71 in that southbound direction at Long Street. Not liking to see this traffic jam with more cars out on the roads. Also, a heads up, we are seeing some slowdowns as well, not too far away. This is over here just outside of Bexley in our southeast corner by that 70 and 33 area, especially 70 in that westbound direction. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic.